It's a literal shocker. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have Tommy put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to this news podcast.
Shannon.
I don't have to ask for oral or anal because those are my only options.
Do I have to do anything gay besides getting fucking ass?
Yeah, I'm
we
good.
Should sing in harmony. We should be like,
you brought it down. That was like that fourth guy in Boys to Men.
Baritone.
Yeah.
He's got the deep voice.
That guy doesn't even sing. He just talks. Yeah, girl.
Hey, girl.
I am.
I know you've been sad, but I'm sorry.
You've been messing with them other fellas. It's okay, baby. I knew.
Jeez.
I knew. So we're here. We're here on the Loose News. We're back, as you would say. As
you say it, and then I just said it the one time.
Okay, we're back.
But I can't hear my voice good enough.
You can't?
I don't like it.
Hold on a second. Wait, talk with it for a second.
I sound off in the distance. Bring me home.
Now?
Hello. All right, a little bit better. All right, I'm down.
Yeah, okay. The sound. It's always the sound in the first couple minutes.
None of us are happy till Dalton's happy, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special week.
Very special.
Did you burp? Did you ruin that?
Sorry, Shannon. Tell them how special it is again, because I fucked it up.
My predecessor is on the show once again.
Does he know what that even means, that word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there before.
That's right.
The OG.
That's right.
The original gangster.
OG Kush is here.
Nice. OG Kush. That's a cool name.
It's fine. It's like... You know, you're the Old Testament, I'm the New Testament.
All right.
Okay.
And the kid.
Yeah, wait.
And the kid.
We have the one and only Ryan and the kid from WJGK Radio.
Cue Woo! Sound effects.
You have sound effects
the
of claps.
Best we're getting.
Engineer.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't clap.
Sure. Okay. Oh, no, you have to do actual sound effects in post.
I will. I'll have my people
20
on
minutes
that.
Of clapping sound effect.
You want that?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Okay.
That'd be awesome.
I'll throw in some claps.
That'll be the whole show. Yeah. We'll just give it.
Just come back.
Ladies
thank you guys so much for tuning in.
We'll Ryan Dalton. Woo! For an hour and a half.
So yeah, you're listening on, if it's Monday night, it's more like radio. And if it's any other time, it is Stitcher, iTunes, or anywhere else.
Who knows what else?
Who knows? We don't know where you're listening.
You could just stumble upon us like a frog in the forest.
We're like that finding a lump in your breast. Like, shit, that's there now. Great, now I got to deal with it.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
That is good. Oh man,
I like to think of us as benign.
Listen to this podcast, but like a benign tumor.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You know we're there, but you don't really care.
Yeah. You care at first, and then you cease to care.
I don't know what this benign is.
It's like you know what malignant means.
No.
Good. No, good.
Just we're English, play. Bro.
But one and of them.
That's the first game we're going to play tonight is benign or malignant.
Yeah.
Which, just English.
Which
just
one sounds better to you?
Basic every day.
Okay, let's ask you a question.
Language.
Which word sounds more harmful? Malignant what? Or benign?
The doctor says, Ryan, benign or Ryan, I'll take benign. That sounds like I'm probably out. Malignant sounds like something that's going to linger, but I can deal with it. But benign sounds like it's with you and you'll be out within a couple months.
Hey, the kid, do you want to? Well, first of all, I was going to say.
This is the kid.
This is
the kid. Would you like to be called the
Peter. No. You can call me Peter. The kid is my stage name.
So now,
it doesn't matter. You can call me kid. Motherfucker.
Sorry.
Oh, he cursed. Wow, I never hear that voice cursing. No, please.
I apologize.
No.
I forgot.
He encourages us.
Ian just came a little.
A little. I'm not going to lie, I already did.
All right.
So do you want to explain to Mr. Dalton the difference between malignant and benign?
You know it?
I do.
Wow.
He was surprised.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, benign is non-cancerous, and malignant would be, of course, it is
cancerous.
And it could spread, I believe.
Think of it like Maleficent, but a tumor.
Nuts. All right, so I got it wrong.
Evil witch. It's fine.
It's good that you don't know that maybe no one's had cancer and you've never had to deal with like death. That's good.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. That could be the reason.
We all might have cancer right now.
I feel like you just popped a bubble in his saran wrap or
a little
his
bit.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what a great way to start. All right.
I don't know what's going
cancer
on.
Death.
Cancer talk. Mm. Well, hop over, man. We're having fun.
You've
fallen right. off on this fun roller coaster.
See, that, I was just going to say, as always, Ryan Dalton is saying that
just trying to look out for your best interest.
That I'm not
sorry.
The same Laz that he loves. Yeah. That he's left.
When
the
did hair, this change?
Yeah. The okay. Hair, first everything. Of all, he can't get over the hair. Okay.
Do for you love it? Do you
no,
hate
it's ridiculous.
It. He hates it.
Just a mess up there, and he's got nice hair.
Thank
as a guy
Ryan,
who doesn't have hair,
you.
I will let you know it's nice.
He just said I have nice hair,
and you're spitting all over.
But now he's kind of like he's going into beachy like. Territory.
You don't respect hair. That's the problem.
What do you mean I don't respect hair?
You're just letting it go to waste. I don't know what's going on up there.
I feel like, and I'm not pointing out any people, but maybe if you don't have something, but you see someone else that has something that you don't have, and they're wasting it.
Yeah. But I guess he knows if he had it, what he would do with it.
Yeah.
He'd keep it tight.
I'd keep it tight, and I'd keep
okay,
it right.
Okay, so then
you're
when...
You
have
it up
something
too.
Better than hair.
Oh, I know. It's horrible.
Dude.
It's gray. My wife likes that.
No. She tell her I does. Don't though.
What do you? What would you say was my most handsome phase?
Handsome phase.
Yeah. When were you most attracted to
just
me?
Just your basic sideburns cut, Pee Wee Herman hairdo.
Right. Yeah, that's a good look too. I can you know.
You had the Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman.
Your facial hair has gone to hell. I don't know what you did.
What
you just gave up.
Fine. Gave up.
You basically visually gave up.
Wow.
So now
that's
you don't
harsh.
Know me.
I've never met you.
Would
before.
You look at me and say this is a guy that's given up?
No, honestly, I was actually going to say
nice.
He's okay. How can you say he's not doing? A lot with his hair. He's doing the most he can. He's growing it the hell out.
Yeah, but there's no reason for it. If you don't have a purpose, there's no reason to
maybe
do it.
Maybe he wants to give some to you. He's going to grow it
no,
out
I
and
don't
donate
want it.
It.
Locks of Love. Locks, of, locks of, that was called Locks for Love or something
locks
like that.
Of Love.
Locks of Love. Yeah, maybe I'm just doing it to donate it.
Well, you're saying maybe because obviously you're not. So you're lying and you're just pretending right now.
I haven't thought it through that much.
Yeah, so it's a
evidently.
Lie. Just don't lie on the listeners. You're not supposed to do that.
I will
this
never.
This is supposed to be truthful.
I will always be truthful.
Okay. It's like one big game of truth or dare.
Fair enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it will be. It will be.
Either way, it's going to end with someone touching you in a closet.
If he cuts his hair, that's fine.
Well, I will. I
okay,
promise.
So you'll only let Laz molest you in a closet if he cuts his hair.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking.
All right.
Old English
it'll
for
happen.
An old man.
Yeah, we have old English 40s going on. It'll happen. I'll cut it. But right
back
now,
back in my day,
much.
Rapists used to be clean cut.
You know what? If he didn't express a few months ago how much he hated the hair, I would have cut it then. So now it's just it's a Ryan Dalton spite cut. So whatever.
But I know I'm going to get a picture when you do cut it. So
yeah.
Are you happy now?
You're going to get an artificial wig in the mail when I cut it. I'm going to mail
that's
you.
That's pretty
I'm
cool.
You're going to have like the mohair.
You could make a merkin.
I'll take it.
I'll like put googly eyes on it, and we'll call it the Lurkin Merkin.
All right.
I'll just keep putting it in various places for Ryan Dalton to find it.
All right. So just get rid of it, please.
Like it'll just be in your backseat one day, Lurkin Merkin.
Lord. Oh God. So get rid of it.
So what else is wrong with me?
It's just everything.
Do I need an attitude adjustment?
You do need an attitude adjustment. You've been a little too sexually on this.
Yes. Okay. Thing. We've acknowledged that. There's been
mad
a lot of
cock.
Sex talk.
Mad cock though.
And pussy.
And pussy, but mad cock.
Is this my fault?
No, that's his.
No, I don't know about that.
You're lost. So when you're lost, you go to your cock.
That's not true at all.
Now, when you're
cock,
lost, you go to
my
your
cock. My cock does lead the
it
way.
It always points north.
You're mentally lost, I feel. And you're just all cock right now.
No, I'm not all cock. I love my cock. We all do. Peter, do you love your cock?
Everyone does.
Right.
Everyone thinks theirs is the best.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I don't think mine's the best.
Well, to yourself, I mean.
It feels right in my hand. I mean, it feels like it belongs. All right. Stuff. And Shannon's. And Ryan's.
Oh, God.
So you're back to your cock now. It's your crutch. You have a cock crutch?
There's no crutch.
Yeah, it's a cock
yeah, well,
crutch.
In that you... I lean on it to help me stand, yes.
I was going to say, I think they call that a kickstand.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's not bad.
That's what
it's
we do.
Bad.
That's what we do. But
yeah.
I'm good as ever, man.
Yeah, get real today.
Go ahead. Let's get real.
But you started up.
Okay.
Tell us something that's going on in your life.
Take another big swig of your giant old E.
Tell us something 40. Going on in my life.
Get your 40 and tell
real.
Us a tale.
And no Lord. Talking about your junk.
Hey, Peter, how hard is it to work with this guy every day?
I'm a gem.
I wouldn't say it's hard, honestly. He has definitely, he can get on your nerves. Whether because he could either make you fuck up on the air... And you just completely lose, like, your track of thought. And I'm like, how could he be asking me this question right now? Why is he putting me in this situation? Either I'm really going to screw up or it could piss anyone off. But he's good at it, man. I like the situation. He's good with the, listen, what, you're threatening gunshots now?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
But that was like,
because he's like a gunslinger on the mic, son.
Oh, okay.
That was a what up. Because Laz gave me a look of good for you. I can read your eyes. And you gave me a good for you look, and I shot you back.
It was an attaboy.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
You did.
I'm just vacantly staring.
I can tell. Don't see, you're lying.
I'm not lying. Why would I lie?
We said truth.
It's just very dark, that's why.
No, I'm seeing the candles glimming off his eye. You gave me a good for you look. I know your looks.
Regular people might sense disdain, but I think Dalton's an optimist.
Doesn't it seem clear that Ryan somehow wants to make love to me?
I don't think so.
I'm starting
to
think
back to the cock now.
The
I caught you.
I said make
cock
love.
Alert.
Why it's got to be cock? We can't make out.
No, because then obviously you want
we
me
can't
to touch
just go
your
to first
base. Make love to me?
Yeah. Is that making love? Making
he
out?
He didn't say like bone you with his pulsating rod.
Making you said made love. Make love to me. But, there is cock to be played there, and you're referencing
like,
your dong again.
Like
eventually,
you want him to.
Eventually.
Eventually, it's coming out, and that's what you're insinuating.
Not the first couple times.
You make love. Making love is not making out. That's
you're right.
Second. That's
you're,
sex. Well,
I'm saying you want to, but I'm going to make you earn it. So my cock won't make an appearance for a good couple
months.
No, you
lost that when you didn't get me a job. So you're out.
We've actually, funny, I've hired and fired three people since then for that position.
Just to sit there?
No, not just to sit there. But that's what she ended up doing, and that's why she got fired.
Did you just say
weeks.
That you wouldn't fuck Laz now because he didn't give you a job?
That's right. That got glossed
that's
over, didn't it?
It really, like, that was, like... thrown out into the ether and then just disappeared. Yeah. I was like, wait, I need to just establish this.
He just
quickly.
Said that I lost my chance to be fucked by him. You're right. Totally just missed
lost
that.
It. And that's something you're going to have to live with.
Lost it.
You're like a Craigslist sex secretary. I don't
there you
know
go.
What's going
he
on
lost
with
you. Oh, man. No, but I'm
can't
a good
handle
co-host.
This cake.
Yeah, you're co-host. Great.
Thank you.
You're great.
You hated it, apparently. In the last episode that I was on, you're like, it was about time. He needed to go.
I didn't say those words.
You did.
I'll have
to
replay
to
that.
It was time.
Your last
he
one
got
of her,
under my
her
skin
first
too many
one.
Times.
It was time. I mean, I was getting frustrated.
Looking back, I had a great time.
I had a great time.
Yeah, it was time to go.
You know what? Sometimes, like, the first wife and the second wife have to see each other at functions.
Right.
So we're all going to get along.
And
for
we
the
have
sake, for the
of
sake
the
of the kid.
Yeah, please.
That's awesome. Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And that was definitely the best. For the sake of the kid.
You're welcome.
That's probably...
stuck in the middle yet again. It.
That could be.
For the sake of the kid. That's badass.
Two Ds. Two Ds, right?
Two Ds.
Right.
Like so he's like a baby deer. There.
You know what's better than one D? Two Ds.
Oh, boy.
Am I right, ladies?
Oh, my.
Oh. See,
you're
I
welcome to use that on your Facebook
okay,
profile.
Right, that actually sounds kind of mutant, though. I don't know if it comes out.
2D.
Good with a guy. 2Ds.
Double D.
With doubles,
this
baby.
This kid.
Now get real, Laz.
But we're not going to talk about sex.
K-I-double-D.
No cocks again.
No cocks. Fight we're
it.
In the no cock zone.
Fight it.
We should make a punishment. How about that? We'll make a punishment tonight.
Ooh, what do we have to do every time somebody
bacon
talks
shot.
About
bacon
it?
Shot.
Bacon vodka.
Oh, no, I can't.
I looked. There's no meat products.
You did not look.
I mentally looked.
He lied. You can't lie on the loose
Google
news.
It. Let's Google it right now.
It's liquid. They didn't like. They didn't.
You
put
have citron,
bacon
right?
In it.
Or something.
What?
You have some kind of citrus drink. You said right.
Yeah, it's in my glass.
Why is it that color? Oh, it's a beer.
No, he
it's
added
oh,
soda.
Oh, it's a Coke.
Oh, soda.
Diet Pepsi.
Nice move.
Yeah.
It's a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, trying to keep my figure nice.
Nice.
Got to shut her down. Laz, be real, please.
Okay. You know that those artificial sweeteners will rot your brain, though, right?
It's formaldehyde,
yeah,
right?
Oh, no, this one has no formaldehyde. It's on the bottle now.
It's a special.
It says no formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde free.
It does not say
it. It does. Wow. That's why I got it.
It does not.
And gluten free as well. So
there's no gluten.
It says phenacolylaline.
There's another product in there, though. It tastes fantastic.
I'm on the Last Supper diet. Like, I eat just what Jesus ate at the Last Supper. That's it. If it wasn't on that table, I don't eat it.
What the hell is
I
that?
I have no fucking idea. See, I'm a Jew.
Okay.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that could be a problem?
Not at all.
He's leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
just
guys.
Just loads and fishes.
Oh.
Loads and bitches.
Loads and bitches.
Loads.
I didn't say. I echoed what she said.
Oh, okay.
I just echoed what she said. I did not mention anything sexual. I guess I did by proxy, but whatever.
Wait,
loads and bitches has nothing to do with the C word.
He's talking about laundry. And
oh,
female
okay.
dogs.
All right. Good cover. I'll give all you props at the cover.
Laundry and female dogs. That's what we talk about on the Loose News.
Nice.
Now, since you've been gone. Since you've been gone.
I was about
you guys
to
probably
that.
Play that at least twice a week, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Is that twice. In rotation?
Maybe twice an hour.
What song do you guys hear the songs playing, or is it silent in there while
what's
they're
the
on?
Worst song for both
yeah,
each
that's what
of
I was
you guys?
Ask.
Yeah, what's the worst song that you've heard way too many times and you just want to kill yourself every time you hear it?
Probably Celine Dion.
But Heart Will Go On. That
it's,
one.
It's a tie between Madonna and Celine Dion.
Yeah, we don't like.
We must have a contract.
Any Madonna or just a specific song?
Yeah, after the amount of times I've heard Madonna, at this point, it's every Madonna.
It's all Madonna.
It's I want
to. I remember driving in to work, listening one morning, and I texted Ryan when this happened, where it was literally. Not even literally, but it was literally back to back Money by Pink Floyd and then Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, which on the one hand, you can't get further end of the spectrum. On the other hand, I love both of those songs.
You really do.
So, nor I guess I'm on the spectrum, so to speak.
Where you're our target audience.
Though the music anyway, I could take or leave. The music's great.
It's outrageous.
Yeah, the music
real.
Is
being weird
again. And we're back on the Loose News Podcast.
He's so weird.
Like the baby's
no one listening can see, but I'm literally doing a Kermit the Frog meme right now.
Nice.
By the way, how did that come to be? Is it because he just looks smug drinking that tea? Like, why is that the meme for all that sarcastic?
I don't know, but I'm so glad that it is.
Yeah,
and
it's perfect.
I prefer not knowing.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
It just appeared one day when I needed it the most.
Certain memes just became meaningful for a certain... expressiveness.
Yeah.
I don't know how that came about.
I can't wait for the day where I can express myself entirely in memes.
You probably can.
You already can.
Practically do.
We used to speak at certain points when we first met. It would just be memes back and forth.
Or emojis. You and I used to have entire conversations in emojis.
In customized ones.
Yeah.
Like I would use characters on the keypad to...
And memes.
Mostly
you're
penises.
Right. No, you memed me all the time.
I made you so many memes.
Yeah.
Mostly about dudes.
If that one person only knew how many.
Oh, that person.
That
Captain
person.
Mustache. Yeah. You know, one of our listeners, I doubt you are, but you might be Captain Mustache. You might be. Probably not.
What the hell are you talking about?
Captain Mustache knows.
Captain Mustache.
Although he doesn't. Captain Half a Mustache. So anyway, how you guys doing? What's going on?
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, well, come on, man. Be kooky. Be wild.
I know you're a really wild. Big deal
you're,
right
you're,
now,
you're,
but
you're steering
I want you
the
to
ship.
Know.
I'm just here for the ride right
no,
now.
No, we need you to steer, man. That's come on. This is a treat for us. We didn't prep. We totally didn't prep.
Yeah, this is we're honored to have you back on our humble podcast now that
right, you guys are stars. This is like Ryan and the Kid, but uncensored. This is an unwrapped version of you guys. Wow. Your fans can hear this. Wow, they
unplugged.
It's like when everything changed overnight. Like no one really used to notice or care about Ryan Dalton. He was just kind of like a shadow, just kind of drifting
out. Blended in.
And you know, then he got the radio gig. So then it was like, oh, I got a tingle in my gooch. Ryan Dalton's coming.
There was a tingle in my gooch. That's true.
I've never heard that reference before. A tingle in my gooch. No, I'm going to write that
That's
down.
How you can tell something big's about to happen.
I'm going to use it tomorrow.
Do it.
Hillary Clinton's got a tingle in her...
Shout me out. Just do me that.
Can you say that on the air, you think?
They would have no idea what I'm talking about.
You got to say that.
The old people wouldn't
Tingle
know.
In the gooch.
Nice.
And they'd be like, oh, I...
If I had a radio show, I would call it
Tingle in the gooch.
That's not bad. 103.1 Tingle in the gooch in the morning. That's not bad.
Goochie, goochie, goo.
I like that. That's pretty cool.
Tingle. We should change the name of this podcast.
We really
no
should.
More loose news.
Can we?
Tingle in the gooch. That actually might flow better.
Which one am I? You're the gooch. You are so the gooch. I'm not. I'm Tingle. Okay.
That's not bad.
I thought we were going to fight for Tingle. Good. That was you acquiesced instantly.
Nope. I already have my eye on the gooch.
I like that. That one I'm actually pumped for. Tingle in the gooch podcast. Right. That's more catchy than the loose news.
You need a whole logo and fuck, it's a lot of work. Okay, we'll just stay where we are. It's a lot
Cousin
of work.
Joe acts like he doesn't know.
Know what?
The name of the podcast. Every time I listen when you're on, he acts like he doesn't know the name.
On his
and
show.
That disturbs me a little bit.
He doesn't act that. Not at all. I don't get that vibe.
You do
he says
a podcast, Loose, and then you got to fill him in with Loose.
Do I?
But he just not does dramatic pauses like that. He's
I don't
Italian.
Think so.
Nah, he's referencing like he can't recall.
I don't
he
think
knows.
I don't think that's the case. He
he's
might be
a little rude.
He knows.
He likes to ruminate on it like the Godfather.
The Loose, you do a podcast, right? Loose, and you're like, Loose
He
news.
Got us on that network. He does. He certainly
yeah, but
has
he's
no...
delaying.
He's a
fan. He's not showing respect.
He's a fan and a friend.
He is a fan and a friend. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll tell him you said hi. I'll play this for him.
Are you going tomorrow?
I am.
Are you going tomorrow?
Yeah.
I might call in.
Call in.
I'll call in and be like, pay respect to the Loose.
Do that.
Like you know
are you
going to
say you're Ryan Dalton or you're just some caller?
No, I'm just saying who the hell I am.
The Cousin Joe show always gets me in trouble. I can't.
She gets like almost broken up with her fiance every time she's on. And she gets co-host kicked
and
off.
And his mother listened or watched to one of them and then had a talk with my fiance.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Shannon drinks too much.
on the show?
That was her concern. There's
so much. No, it wasn't. It was all the talk about having sex with people that weren't even her son.
Can you imagine what you don't say on the air? Can you imagine the things you say just in real life on the car right here that would make her probably really hate you?
Yeah, you bring that out. You're not supposed to talk about that.
I bring out what?
The past partners. You're technically not supposed to talk about that.
Well, see, that's what happened Friday.
You egg that on.
No,
you're a bad man.
How do I egg that on?
You want those. I understand why you want
What do you mean? Who do I egg with? Shannon?
Yeah, you egg her on.
We talk about experiences.
Yeah, but you egg.
Listen, there's a series of major.
Feel like a house on Halloween.
There's like a series of major actually. And minor events and happenstances that led us to where we are, and it's nice to work backwards and deconstruct who we are and talk about.
I feel you peer pressure, Shannon.
Shannon.
She's going to say no because now you're peer pressuring her
to say anything.
No.
I'm not going to.
You're staring at her.
No.
And now you're.
I'm staring at Peter.
Hey.
So weird to call you that.
No.
Can I call you Pete?
You can call me whatever the hell you want. Really, right. No, seriously.
Kiddo.
I don't understand what it is. You got to be able to talk about your past sexual partners, and you got to be able to
not.
Only because it depends on when it is. I'm not going to talk about it with my girlfriend in 2 years, but I'm going to talk about it in...
On a public platform, though.
On a public forum?
You're not supposed to.
Why not?
Like your wife
would be
upset?
Rules of life.
I told my girlfriend when
All
I first got this
back.
Job, our life is... Almost an open book at this point.
Yes.
Like, I would bring up almost anything.
And I'll push it to the test tomorrow.
Oh, God.
One, right?
If you think
see, I don't
it,
like challenges. I don't like challenges.
When you say
okay.
And now he wants to play I'm an
sound
open book.
Like a challenge, but okay.
He said, I want to talk about all my past partners.
No, he's.
No, wait, I said in the right forum, you son of a bitch. I said in the right forum. Like,
well,
this is fine.
What I heard was, I want to talk about all my past partners and I want to rate them how they were sexually
but
tomorrow on the air.
My girlfriend will get a 10. You think I'm dumb? Come
no,
on.
No, I said past partners, not
oh,
current.
Okay. They all get ones.
Wow.
All
right. So you're saying. So if I asked you and me hanging out. And I know some of your past experiences. If I asked you about them, you're done
so
talking
do
about them. You shut them down.
You gotta shut them down.
I've seen videos.
Jesus, why did you?
I've been in a video.
You're disgusting. You just cock.
What?
Cock.
You, first of all, he said it twice. You should be drinking for
you
that.
Should be
you
drinking.
Said it twice.
No, you're
no I think Dalton
cock.
Has to drink because he actually said it.
I'll drink all day, but I'm saying you're referencing cock again.
No, I'm not. You said it 8 times. I'm going to do a cock counter on this show.
I have a cock counter on you.
Fine. I'm at 1.
You're at like 20 already.
No, I'm not at 20. I will count
right
them.
When we started off, my cock feels good. And I'm like, what?
When I edit, I will
like,
listen.
The
even
cock
on.
Counter was also the least popular move in Magic the Gathering.
Great card reference game, by the way. My decks are nasty.
Have you ever seen, there was a website, God, this must be 10, 12 years ago.
Cox?
Yes.
.com?
No, but it was the song, You Spin Me Right, and it was a picture of a guy sitting on another guy's lap getting fucked.
Oh, with
and,
what?
Hold on. The guy getting fucked in the ass.
Of course.
Who was on top, his penis was spinning.
Sure.
Okay?
Wow.
And like there was a counter.
He had that helicopter.
How and, did
like,
I miss that?
That song You Spin Me Round and Round was on, and it counted how many times did you stay on this page, like, how many dick rotations till you X'd off. You know wow. what I mean? Like, it's how gay are you or how oblivious to this are you? I think I have like 14 cock rotations.
Wow. That's
yeah.
like...
What a sight that is. It's
like
brilliant.
8 dog years. That's crazy.
You took that right out of my head.
It's the candle of magic.
It
I was
is.
Just gonna make.
Yeah, but so you're running around the peer pressure.
No.
You're peer pressuring
right,
her,
right.
And the kids got work to do tomorrow, so everything's going good right now.
What
you peer pressure Shannon into you doing stuff?
There's
you're
no peer
quite. You're a devil.
Well, first of all,
you're not following Jesus' way.
Real
that's
life,
for sure.
In real
he's
life,
he's a Jew.
Right, I'm yeah. very Jew.
He doesn't even think Jesus spit up matters.
I mean,
damn
he was,
it,
he was
spit up. That
he
was funny.
Guy, he's like the first hippie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He was black.
And they messed him up.
I just want you to be nicer
Jesus
on the show.
Is black.
So, Ryan, did you not hear me when I said in the proper setting it's okay to talk about it? Maybe not on the morning show where my girlfriend and my girlfriend's family would be listening.
Nobody listens to this.
No.
That's the beauty
right.
of it.
We
it's like
with
a
it
free
all.
Therapy.
I can guarantee my girlfriend might listen to this,
of
but
course.
Not my girlfriend's parents. They're not. No, they probably podcast.
No,
what is that? So futuristic.
That's what I thought.
You're...
Yeah,
you're. What are you young? Like young 20s?
25.
All right, not that young, but young enough. Where, but like
prime of your life.
No, but at a certain age, I mean, you're. It's. I mean, this is such like just redundancy to even say this, but it's like, it's so immature to deny a sexual past. I mean, we were on Friday. You were like pissed about one of her possible previous experiences, Kelly. When we were
what?
Out Friday.
Oh,
so just like you can't expect that when you meet someone at 25, 24, that they haven't. Had life experiences in that nature.
No, oh, yeah.
You know, people
I was
have
a virgin.
Had, yeah, right.
I drag my fiance to places that I've banged other people all the
and
time.
And told him?
Oh, yeah, I point things out.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, that's rude.
It's like one of those tours around the eyes.
It's a slut tour.
I'm like, if you look to the left.
Slut. Do you hear yourself?
If you look to the left.
Did you hear what you just said?
I said it's a slut tour.
How dare you?
How dare I call her a slut?
It's a whore tour. That's not nice. That rhymes.
I missed
that's
the easy nice. Pun.
That's not nice. You're being rude.
Bitch.
You're a whore guide.
Oh, my God. You're an animal. What happened to you?
I'm putting that on my resume.
Nice. 2015 to 2016, whore guide.
You are so
BJ
mean.
Whore. Take that last name God. Instead of Schnorr.
You're so
Jenna.
Mean. I don't know. You're an animal.
We
my dad does that now.
To you? He'll call you Jenna.
In front of both of us. BJ will be like Shannon, and he'll be like Jenna. Because
her fiance does somewhat.
He's very gumpy.
Yeah, he's very gumpy, and she's very Jenna. If you know how the dynamic works.
Because he's a little bit simple, and I have AIDS.
Right. Right.
Wow. You're complex, basically.
And a kid she was hiding for a couple years.
I didn't hide it.
I guess that's true.
He's too big.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
Right. So confused right now. I am lost.
See?
Her fiancé is a very sweet, nice, genuine, awesome, good-natured, simple man.
God bless
and
him.
Take
he's
all
a simple
those,
kind of man.
Shannon's the antithesis.
Yeah. So you put him through hell.
I'm just kind of a...
Would you say that he'd say he's being put through hell? Or is he completely... Not completely... Is he happy? Does he love this whole situation?
Oh, I... Yeah, I mean, I'm corrupting him, but he loves it.
That's great. He needs that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. You can bring him out of his shell.
It's like a beach coach. A
beach no, coach. I crack him right out like fucking lobster meat out of a claw.
I don't know.
What are you pointing at? He you're loves you. You're not going to bother me. I'm
not saying I'm bothering
chilling.
You. I know you're chilling. I'm just going to be mean.
To who? Calling her a slut? I wasn't
that's
calling her
nice.
A slut.
That's obviously not
it's
nice.
It's a comedy show.
That's nice, but it's not nice, though.
It's not nice.
You can be funny and be
nothing
nice
nothing is
at the same
funnier
time.
Than slut-shaming Ryan.
I don't
I'm the bridge burner Ian Lazarus. I'm the bridge burner.
It's 2016.
You're not the bridge burner anymore.
I'm not the bridge burner? Oh,
you
yes,
just
I am.
No, you're not.
Got to call a hoe a hoe.
You send fruit baskets. I don't know what kind of bridge burner he sends over
a
construction team right after he burns the bridge.
Just like the father in Dirty Dancing, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
Although okay. I am going to eat
well,
one
the bridge
of those
burner didn't do that.
Right
oh, hell yeah. What's that?
The bridge burner didn't do that.
What?
The bridge
oh,
burner
yeah,
didn't do
I'll
that.
I'll definitely take one.
They're weak, but they'll work. I'll replenish you when we get, you know, sometime this week. The what? Bridge burner knows when he's wrong. Hmm. I think bridge burning is.
That was a tradition. That was like a weekly tradition that you would do?
Not really. It was played up. I didn't really burn bridges.
You got to live up to the nickname.
Although I certainly have more beef than almost anyone else that I know, especially for an adult.
Name your hit list.
I don't have a hit list. I'm on
who's on your beef list? Who, if we called right now?
They wouldn't even know who I am. I'm so insignificant. They don't care.
Everybody
more,
knows
it's
the
It's more like I did something stupid, and then they blocked me, or they hate
and
me,
and what
or
did you do?
Various things.
Like?
One guy thought that I was like stalking his girlfriend's friend. One person thought I made some kind of insensitive joke about a situation in her life. One person thought I made a racist joke. One person I had someone on my podcast that she had beef with and she blew out of proportion. One person I called his wife a five.
Nice.
I don't know. I can go on and on.
That's a lot of accusations.
It's not accusations. It's reciting.
And
fact.
You would say you're
Do
guilty?
You,
people's
yeah,
court? You're guilty of all
I
this?
I think on paper I am. I mean, I think I'm a nice guy. I mean well. But I think when I look back and I realize that I might – I mean, Shannon summed up sometimes how I think the things are. I think I say things without thinking, and they're the truth. And then people can't handle the truth.
It's the
Need
truth
me on those
of what
walls.
He thinks and feels.
Well, fair enough. There is no real universal truth. But
well, do you think there is, but none of us know it.
Right.
Is that the right way to live life? Is what he doing right, or should he – have a filter, get a Brita going
Dude,
on.
Dude, I don't know.
Mouth.
Sometimes I wish I could live life like that. Like, not really giving two shits about what people say or think or do and just literally say what's on your mind at all times.
Hmm.
Not to offend people. Like
it's like liar, liar, though, you know?
Yeah. He's offending.
He's offending?
No. I mean, I'm not. Yeah, I mean.
I think it's more.
We're stamping it R.
Yeah.
Stamping no,
I
mean, it.
There's sometimes collateral damage, unintended collateral damage, but I don't wake up wanting to offend people. I think I just either don't think before I talk or speak what I consider uncomfortable things people would normally say.
In your head, you're pulling the trigger, though. You know you
no,
have it pointed
never,
at them.
Never.
And you
never.
Could holster it.
I don't operate that way. I don't.
But you fire it off.
Shannon, do you think I'm that thought out? There's no way I'm that thought out that I'm pointing a trigger, is there?
So
no.
You're just all improv?
His is all what? A crime of passion.
No, and Shannon could back
this
up,
too. It's not premeditated.
Because you've been there helping me almost write jokes and stuff. Like when that does happen, I curb it. I don't want to do it. When I think it through, I don't
he
do
muzzles
it.
Muzzles himself. Like,
you have a silencer, is what you're saying?
He says probably only 10 to 20% of what's really going on.
Okay, for example,
in the old
like somebody, people
somebody we know that we three of us at least know posted a Facebook status. I think last night or the night before, and I screenshotted it and I went to Shannon. This is what I want to write here.
Yes, I have
But I can't. And she's like, "Yeah, you can't."
And
but
why not?
I screenshotted your screenshot. Because
why
it was so
not?
Funny.
Because it's fucked
it would
up.
Cause someone
it would
to commit
someone
suicide.
To possibly commit suicide.
Holy great.
It.
I know multiple things that you've almost wanted to say
to
that
multiple
people.
Oh,
no.
Oh, the other girl with
the
other fucked
the
up one.
Piece.
Girls.
Yeah. It's not always girls. I mean, it's not always girls.
It's usually girls. Is that's it? All we talk about.
Right. Chicks. Chicks, man. No, I'm not looking for problems.
Well, don't give the name.
I'm more of an idiot.
Give me the comment and then what you were going to write.
No, because
no one knows
no,
the comment.
Someone might know the comment.
You think someone's going to scroll through Facebook?
A lot
and
of the
look?
No, the person
that
wrote it might be
to
on
this,
here.
Yeah.
That they're listening?
They might be. They might be a previous guest.
So you
guest.
Have a sweet listener that's sorry. Loving what you're saying.
You got to narrow it down now.
I know. And now. And you were going to say something that would make them commit suicide.
I just, you know, my brain synapses instantly to dark places that are funny, but to dark places. And I have to usually curb saying things that come to my mind because they're not called for and people can't really don't find – and they shouldn't find that stuff funny.
I agree. I have to – do you know how many Facebook posts where, like, I write it all out and I just don't press post?
Me too.
Because I'm like, nope. I have this one and that one and these family members and that person's family
I
members
one
on my friend's feed and like I can't do that
I
and
put
deal
one
with
up.
The aftermath.
You even liked it. And like last week I wrote something to the effect of I'm not wishing a loved one to die but all those Facebook likes though. And like you actually liked that right away.
It's kind
and
of
I took it down because there's like three people. I know. Well, there's one person I had in mind when I wrote that.
They didn't know that.
And
you just fist
but I know two or three people that had just experienced like death. Like my friend's wife just died, my friend's mom just died, and some other people. And I'm like, you know what? Like for the whatever, I don't need.
That's
not right. No. It was 3 minutes. I mean, I don't know if they saw it.
I saw
not
it.
Not everyone's riding.
That could have been my wife.
You were on that second.
Laz has done a lot of things and undone them in 3 minutes.
Always.
In his life. That.
I stick my foot.
I know
in
you're
the pool.
Weird one to figure out.
Yeah, because I mean, I really do stupid shit and then pull back and feel awful about it.
Yeah.
So I gotta commit
pull
to one
back
or the other.
Or pull out.
Do you think he's an evil person?
How could he possibly say that?
I don't know how I could even make a judgment.
We met.
You see him. No, you're hearing him out. First in person.
You think
first
he's horrible
impression.
Yeah.
In person. There's something going on with him. Like he needs my
crazy.
Help, is what you're saying.
Do you think
like
he Ryan's
like,
help?
Like mental facilitating some kind of.
Who?
He needs me to guide him.
Oh my!
Teach him the rules of life.
This could get kind of creepy.
That's like getting stuck with the blind Sherpa. In
here I am. Here I am as the kid again,
I
stuck in the middle.
I know. That's
and
true.
Sure. Try to pick between.
Did you
mommy
feel
and
super
daddy
lost,
funny.
Mommy and Daddy?
Before,
very lost.
Before you met Dalton,
now
right?
I'm found.
Now he's found.
Oh Jesus!
I help
did
people.
He just infomercial you? Like, no. Hey, can you not wake up till noon?
I know things. Like he'll speak about the news.
Do you think it's the hats?
And I'll just stare at him. And then he'll be like, why are you staring at me?
Something about those that's very electrically conductive? Or
there's power in this hat. That's
a different
hat.
I
have to say, I've worn one of those hats, and it actually, there's
something
to it.
You
I felt
something.
I
felt sweat
felt
when I
Dalton
wore one
time.
Big old sweat. It was your wedding.
Yeah,
it's the people's glare at you. That's what you're feeling.
I am a human reflector. I just want to ride on the back of someone's bike right now.
Bicycle.
Yes.
Bicycle.
Yeah, I was talking to a publicist today. A publicist. And he wanted to know what my niche is so he can try
your
to...
Your niche?
My niche.
Well,
my
I would
niche.
Say niche works.
Niche.
That's
niche
what
works.
He says. What's your niche?
I'd say niche
he's like,
works,
I'm trying
yeah.
to. I want to
I'm
take what your
place.
Thing is
fair.
And blow it up. And he was like, "What's your niche?" He's like, "Are you? You're an entertainment reporter. You do stuff on the radio.
You're
like,
a personality."
Nah. He's like, "Yeah." So I told him I know the rules of life, and he's going to try to figure out what the hell to put me in with that.
Wow.
Because that's what I do. Like, if you're saying on the show, what do I specialize in?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
eHarmony
you know
cannot currently match you.
That's true. I just know people. I know situations. That's what you have to focus on in life. And everyone else focuses on, like, mumbo jumbo.
Or is it that you're oblivious to the true reactions of real life people?
No, my reactions are spot on.
Back to the vacuum again.
Yeah.
The bubble.
Well, I say vacuum. He says bubble.
Like, I mean, really, all of life is perspective. Everyone's believing what they want to believe. In, okay, but do you?
I do.
Already Xavier, Professor X over here.
Well, see, now, I mean, my perspective knows what malignant means, so you definitely
that means nothing
in
the world.
But that's part of my perspective.
That actually means nothing.
Until you have cancer, then you might, you know what, I'm going to just
that doesn't even matter then.
I'm going to ride this malignancy out a little bit.
Yeah, no, why are we correcting him? Because someday he's going to be like, yeah, no.
I got lucky.
We
I got found
that malignant out about so-and-so's aunt. The good news is it's malignant.
No, that's nothing to do with anything.
She'll be out in a week.
Like, the kid knows a lot about politics.
Literally out.
But it doesn't affect anyone's lives.
You were so close to saying it doesn't affect the world.
It doesn't affect the world really either, technically speaking.
Everything we do is affected by politics.
It's not.
Yeah.
I've never been affected by politics my whole life.
You will when you have children, though.
That doesn't mean I don't know what he's talking
about. It depends on your level of awareness and how aware you are about.
Yeah, shut it all down. It's all mumbo jumbo.
Shut it all down.
Do you know
you are
politics
exactly
lands?
What the politicians are looking for.
Sure.
My.
Because they get it.
Do I know politics?
Yeah. Are you following? Are you watching
very
the
little
caucus?
I know what's going on, but I don't really care.
You don't care? Why? Because it doesn't matter.
It's like show business to me.
Doesn't matter.
At this stage, it's all just entertainment, and I'm not entertained by it.
I'm feeling the burn.
Burn's limited. Yeah.
I've gotten an ointment, but it's still there.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I voted.
You don't give a shit.
I voted once when I was. See, I have this joke I've said a couple times. Like, to me, voting is like fucking a 16-year-old. I did it once when I was 18 just because I could. So
disgusting.
I voted once ever.
You don't vote?
I voted once in my life.
Because?
First of all, New York is always going Democrat. I don't have to vote.
Yeah,
my vote means nothing in New York. Zero. For a national election, 0.0.
What with that attitude?
New York is never,
yeah,
ever going to go Republican. It cannot happen. Can it? Can it happen? You're a politic guy.
No, it hasn't happened in the past.
It will
like
never
50 years
happen.
And it seems like it's going to stick that
I
way.
I mean, this year, there's no. I mean, whoever comes out of there, there's no way.
Dude, it's a shit show.
I voted for Pleasant Valley Fire Chief for Dan McRitchie's brother a couple of months ago. I
all
did
right,
that.
That's something.
Yeah.
Did he win?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
I was going to say I don't know, but I think he did.
Nice. All right. That's something.
Yep. Your vote counted. Finally.
Yeah, it did. Could've.
Fire Chief.
I felt like something.
I now, helped you.
Was it feel like something on the tip of your nose? Something brown?
Hey, I had no dog in the race. I don't care. I wouldn't even know we had firemen in Pleasant Valley until he told me to vote for him.
Clever.
What a fucking gilded
okay. So
life
if,
you
so
lead.
If like if Dan McRitchie texted you, hey, go vote for my brother, you wouldn't just go do it if you could? Of course you would. It's not ass kissing.
How's he gonna know?
Oh, so I shouldn't have done it.
Did it?
No, I'm saying you could say whatever you want.
Well, I live right there. It was no skin off my ass. It was fine.
No, I know. I'm not saying I would lie and say that I voted if I didn't.
Right. But I took a picture too, and I sent it to him. I was
saying
like, hey,
you
look,
could if you wanted to. Who would know?
I could do a lot of lying if I wanted to.
You.
I do a good amount of lying.
I think you do.
I think every
do
human
think?
Being does. Who does
he lies?
I feel like Laz is too honest.
I don't lie. No. I confess to crimes before I commit them.
No.
What if I?
You always lie.
Which is not helpful to anybody.
No. What am I lying?
Well, you're not going to admit it, so what's the point of me even bringing it up?
I don't know. Do you have one in mind that seems like a lie?
I have a list.
I mean, I'm living a lie, but...
I know you're living a lie. That's a pretty big
know,
one.
18-year marriage, that's kind of a lie, but...
God, that's so rude. She's listening.
I don't think she's ever listened to this. She listened to the Laz Set episode because I said, you got to hear what they did to me. That's nice. That's maybe the
it's
only
very,
one.
It's very difficult for me to get hard when I know you don't listen to my podcast.
I did tell him that one with where we played the game. Would you... blow me in 20 minutes after I get home, the $50,000
oh,
game.
Right. And well, she said yes,
she
right?
said she would, but she did. To get it, you'd have to rub her back. And
that's right.
She had 5 minutes to rock you out to completion.
Yeah.
So you lost. You would owe the bank 50G.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, you could blow Laz like
50 times.
20 times in that
well, no,
time.
Now. And we're back on the Loose News Podcast. So, guys, every time you hear that, something funny went down that you're not going to hear.
Some wicked truth.
And we're back on the Loose News.
Back on the Loose News.
Sorry. Okay. I'm done.
You're playing
done.
If you're a redneck. You're like I'm Jeff done. Foxworthy.
Yeah, yeah. A Jewish Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, that's not
you
bad.
Might be a Jew if.
It's not bad.
It's very
has anybody
bad.
Ever done
Jeff
that?
Jeff Foxburg.
Jeff Foxburg. Solid. I get props to that one. Has anyone ever done that? You might be a Jew?
I mean... I've seen variations on that online of, I don't know if I've seen the Jew one, but there's all the ethnicities.
I love a Jew.
What do you
I love a good
one
joke.
In particular, or just all?
No, like Bernie I've always Sanders. Just had like a thing for jokes.
Because we're smart,
yeah,
and funny, so and cute in most cases. Them, great yeah. hair.
Jesus.
Jews right. and Italians.
Jesus was a Jew that had great hair. That is all right. fabulously true.
Verify.
Yeah, Jews and Italians always. Across the board.
Well, Peter, what are you?
Puerto Rican.
Fully.
Oh, I love yeah. some of those too.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah, they're everyone a little bit does. Of everything.
Everybody does.
He knows how to speak Spanish.
Now, let me ask you this. Because where I grew up in the city. Do you hate Dominicans?
I kind of do.
Yeah, yeah, Puerto Ricans do not like Dominicans.
Well, Dominicans actually don't like Puerto Ricans because well, yeah. they think we're stuck up.
Yeah, it's one of those chicken and egg things.
Because we're part of the
U.S.
Wow. And Dominican Republic's got shit.
You look Puerto Rican.
Someone just said that last episode.
You do.
Called
I
me
you
like
were Puerto
Spaniard.
Remember your skin.
You
is
can
not
go
normal.
As a Cuban. Maybe I like a Cuban drug lord kind of thing.
I'd love to be a drug lord.
You know who yeah. you look like? You look like the bad guy from
El
Bad
Chapo?
Boys 2.
You're very exotic looking, but you have those like those icy, husky eyes.
Bad Boys 2 villain.
Like a sled
he had
dog.
Longer hair and he had a beard. Yeah, if you were, if it was lighter, you'd probably go
interesting.
For it.
Interesting.
If you are a drug lord, I apologize for.
I mean,
I wish.
yeah,
who's that? Bad. Yeah, all right. There's a there's
that's
little,
the villain from Bad Boys 2.
There's a little Laz in there.
There you go.
Jordy Molina.
Yeah, take a gander. There's a little Laz in there.
Oh, I mean, God, that guy's
there's
handsome.
There's a little Laz in almost no. everyone.
I wish. He almost looks like Aaron Rodgers a little bit in that picture, in that first
mixed
one.
With a little Laz.
Yeah.
There's a dash.
I don't
that's
know.
If you were swathing.
I wish.
I see a sprinkle
no.
over there.
There's a sprinkle. It's a light sprinkle.
I mean, he has dark hair and light eyes and a shitty beard, so yeah, we have all that in common.
There you go. no more nor less.
Nice. So, okay, we've determined that Peter hates Dominicans.
You look Puerto Rican.
He's had a lot of sex before his girlfriend. Hope she's listening.
Yes, it's fine.
You look Puerto Rican.
I look Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Laz's wife should be listening, even though she's not.
She should listen.
Your skin is weird.
My skin is weird. I had something cut off my skin, too. I hope it's not malignant.
It's the, yeah, it looks malignant.
Well, it's been cut. That's the scab.
It's like we're all praying it's malignant.
God, for your sake, I hope. He should make greeting cards. He should, like, yeah. Listen, we're hoping... You know, I'm sorry it's benign. I'm so sorry.
Benign.
I'm so sorry.
Good. 15 7,
more
years 8, of this
benign,
shit.
10.
Benign times.
I like that. Benign.
He likes benign. We all like benign.
We all.
It's a good
sweet
thing.
Name.
Yeah.
We're going to use it tomorrow on the air in a sentence.
And we're back.
And we're back. Yes. That wasn't offensive. Just wasn't coherent.
I let you
coherent.
Smoke no more on my weed,
sorry.
Motherfucker.
You have Puerto Rican skin.
I don't have Puerto Rican skin.
You do. The same color
at
as a
home,
kid, and
no,
he's Puerto
he
Rican.
Hasn't.
Right. At home, I'm the light one at home.
He's still curing that in the garage.
I don't look Puerto Rican.
You do actually look Puerto Rican.
I look Puerto Rican.
Would you buy it?
Are you finding that offensive?
No.
Is that why you're saying
this? I will not ever be Puerto Rican.
I have a job, sir.
I got I've one baby it. Mama and all that.
I have no kids, so that's another thing I'm fighting against. 25
so
Puerto Rican with no kids? Thank God.
Nice, you made it.
I made
yeah,
it.
That does deserve.
I'm a winner. Oh, man.
Is your girlfriend
what's
Puerto
your
Rican?
Secret?
No, she's Portuguese and Italian.
Oh, I dated a Portuguese girl in high school. Vagina
what's your,
stunk.
What's your chosen method of contraception God. That you've made it this far? I mean, we all know Dalton's is his hat.
his personality.
Solid.
Contraception. What? Well, I mean, after a while, we just
you like a pull-out
been,
king.
Well,
you like a sofa.
Well, no, it depends.
Jesus Christ,
simmer down. No, listen. After the first couple times, if you're starting to date the girl, every single time you got to wear a condom, but you have to.
The
C
word.
I do.
The C word.
What? This is unlike any relationship
those?
I've ever been in.
Well, like the one night stands. In yeah,
oh,
not
forget
gonna,
it.
I'm
of course
do
not.
That.
Of course not.
Please. But after a while, just the girl's on birth control, and hopefully no one's cheating on each other or
right.
grabbing, bring anything home. But yeah, that's my choice. Just throwing it out there, guys.
That's endorsed by the kid of WJGK. I got to make a bumper.
Put a bumper, send it in. That'd be hilarious.
Condoms are approved.
The more you know.
Laz took a pinch of them personally.
Jesus.
These are kosher.
Be terrible. No, I just have like a candy dish of morning after pills in my bedroom, so it was like on your way out, just you know, see that bowl.
You know,
nice.
It's in
grab
my
a breath mint on your way out. Yeah. Drink it with water, though. That's not nice.
And we're back on the Listener's Podcast.
Nice.
That'd be really good for Cousin Joe. When you tell him, you know, he would be watching it. You'd be the head of the ball.
Yeah, he'd watch it.
And just be like, yeah,
you'd
check
be the
my comments.
What of the ball?
The head of the ball.
Oh.
Isn't that what you say?
Bell of the ball.
Yeah. Bell of the ball?
The hit of the party.
I heard hit of the ball.
Hit of the party.
Hit of the party?
Hit of the ball.
Hit of the ball. You want to hit my ball?
Hit the ball.
I've hit a few balls in my day.
Hit of the party?
It's bell of the ball.
Bell of the ball.
B-E-L-L-E.
Yeah, no one talks like that.
The bell of the bell of Lazarus.
No one says on the bell of the ball.
Everyone says they're the bell of the ball.
Makes no sense.
I said it three times today on the way here.
It's ridiculous.
Four, mate. Four?
Well, you're just making a fool of yourself. The bell of the ball.
You just used English wrong, and I'm making a fool of myself.
Yeah,
you don't have.
No one says bell. It makes no sense.
Why wouldn't you?
The bell of the ball.
He never heard it. That's why.
No,
the bell of the
you
ball.
You don't know what the bell
it's
of the ball.
It's not in his lexicon.
Is?
What's a lexicon?
A lexicon.
It's Toyota. The collection of words.
No, I'm asking him.
Oh. It's a Toyota.
Of course you know what a lexicon.
No, lexicon. Of course you know what a lexicon.
The Toyota
is.
Makes it.
Why are you being rude again? A lexicon. This is not normal banter, by the way.
What?
No one says
hey,
lexicon.
Hey, you're the one with the big radio job.
Yeah, I know. And because I speak correct English for the people.
You
no one talks
English.
Like a lexicon. All right?
You don't use lexicons not in your lexicon?
No one talks like that.
This is American.
Speaks. First of all, speaks like that.
What?
Speaks. Talking is not.
Being weird again.
Okay, sorry.
So strange.
Superman does good.
Lexicon.
Yeah, my wife's a speech therapist. She makes people talk good.
You use your lexicon.
32 seconds ago. What are you talking about?
Lexicon.
All the time. And we're back on the Loose News podcast.
Is that a racial slur?
No. What, lexicon?
Yeah.
What
this
is lexicon?
All comes down to a lack
it's
of
a catalog.
Education
it's a
in
catalog.
Latin root words.
A lexicon is a catalog of...
Yeah.
It's a catalog.
Any language
a catalog.
You know the Latin
yeah.
Root
so why don't you just say catalog?
Because a catalog...
You want to be cool.
Because a catalog could be something that you order things out of also, so I was trying to be clear.
It could also be something you masturbate to.
Oh. There's no Sears lexicon.
There's no well, yeah, no, there is because they probably have their own vernacular that their employees use, and it's within the lexicon of Sears Corporation. Yes,
ridiculous.
Everything has their own lexicon.
You're out of control.
You have your own lexicon.
You just
with
don't know
badass
what it is.
And rude.
Right,
and
that's
all the various,
part of your lexicon.
Like, words
that
are that
you
a part
use.
Of your lexicon.
Right. Or catalog.
Yeah, it's,
but it wouldn't
it's
be called that.
My verbal catalog.
Words. It's yeah. It's,
yeah.
It's the Rolodex in your head.
The Rolodex
of the words.
Normal
that
words.
You use.
Rolodex is a brand. I mean, yeah, it's a normal word.
You're trying to please
or
people.
Or if you're keeping the information about all the guys you fucked in there, it's a Rolodex.
Jesus,
that's wow, what I go. Call it.
Wow. And we're back.
I have one of those old school fucking the planners.
You don't have a list, do you? I know a girl that kept a list.
I have
you.
A list.
So you have a written list of every guy?
I have
guy?
A list, and there's symbols that I put next to the
what
names
the symbols
to
mean?
Denote the oh, things God. That I've done with that person.
What do the symbols mean?
What
oh,
God.
The
each one
acts.
Signifies an act.
That's insane. Oh,
and God. There's that's a ranking.
Well, so is it like a star, or is it a picture of like a...
Various things like pound signs and different things each mean a
me.
Different act. A
star.
Star.
Yeah, and then
hashtag.
You put,
what does hashtag mean?
Yeah, what does pound mean?
Well, obviously.
That's fucking.
Okay. Is it?
And we're back.
And we're back. Wow, Shannon's almost the whole 40 D. Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Professional.
We're just getting real today. Yeah.
No, Ryan doesn't think so.
No, you're getting over to the real side. It's just scary right now. Well, no, because you're using... I don't like the big words that you're using, trying to put yourself on a pedestal.
Oh, good word, pedestal.
Yeah,
awesome. How come you couldn't just say stand?
Pedestal.
Why couldn't you just
word?
Say, like, step stool?
A pillar.
Pillar.
Now you're trying to make fun.
Yes.
That's not nice.
This is correct.
He does that with the pizza that he orders. And there's certain things you can tell about people.
What?
He orders pineapple and ham
the
pizza.
The Hawaiian slice.
To show off.
Hawaiian slice.
To show off.
To show off.
Yeah. To his friends.
Who am I showing off to?
To your friends.
Says the guy with the road flare for a hat.
It's just a hat. This is like,
I'm
I
a peacock.
This.
Let me fly.
I think your hat's more of you than his pizza is of him, though, representatively, right? No?
No. It's just a hat to okay. Keep the sun out of my eyes.
And what kind of friends do you think
what's,
I
what
have?
What sun is
that
happening
would be
right
like,
here?
Ooh.
He doesn't want to keep the sun out of his eyes. He wants to send all of the rays back to the
yeah,
sun.
Yeah, get it away.
It's almost
from
like
me.
When you have, what are those called? On top of your ceiling, fucking...
A ceiling fan.
No, on top of your house.
Or a solar panel.
Yeah, like he's giving energy back. Like yeah. He's selling his excess energy from the house.
Oh, that.
No, no.
But you're using your big words to show off.
I'm not, to who? To our three listeners. There's three of them.
Yeah, and you want to show off like I'm superior mentally.
They know that. And that's not nice. I think my words aren't. It's everything about
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but I think that's the problem with America today. Is
right. You get punished for being smart.
Instead of
not smart, being, show off smart.
Instead of everyone else being like, oh, fuck, I don't have the same vernacular that person has and trying to catch up and educate themselves. It's like, hey, slow down so we can all learn. You know? Now it's like we're so damn slow that like China's just like, by the way, we've owned you since 97.
Oh, they don't know lexicon.
Right, not bad on the voice.
Off
enjoy
the voice.
Your lead paint.
Yes. In everything.
Jeez. I don't know. Work. This is something up. I'm just the voice of being real.
I love it.
I know.
You're the one of the voices.
You're
in
the
my
everyman.
I am the everyman. Every person, rather.
You're Joe the plumber.
Joe the plumber.
It's all
I want to reach high and low. That's what we're trying to get.
You're succeeding.
You're just trying to get supreme. You're not trying true. To look down on people.
Nope.
You're
he's
not
Diana Rossing
to do that.
You, and you're
yeah,
not going to stand
that.
For
don't
it.
Don't do that. Just be regular.
What does that mean? I shit like twice
normal,
a day.
Not that. So you don't have to go to shits.
Either way, are we going to take a break?
Yeah, I was just
soon?
I was looking at
I've had
like
to
a,
pee for like half
yeah,
an
yeah,
hour.
I was going
to
just do that. I was thinking that before. But all
right, we'll be right
I'll,
back.
And we're back.
Nice.
We're back.
On the loose.
What is this called again? That's right.
What is this called?
I'll ask
you do
Joe
a podcast.
Tomorrow. I do a podcast. What?
I don't
quiz
know.
Him on it.
Tingle
bet
in the
you,
gooch.
I bet you he says he does.
Tingle in the gooch.
Tingle in the gooch.
I stamp. And we're back on the Loose News Podcast.
Wow. Oh. All right.
You guys are almost wearing the same ring, it looks like. You guys got something you want to tell me?
Yeah.
Is that the same ring?
Are you?
Holy
that,
shit.
Wait a minute.
Broadcast
is,
married?
This is my
your
girlfriend
bro,
actually got me
bro-cast.
This for our 2-year anniversary. Is this really the same one?
It looks like
one?
A very similar ceramic. Ring from where I'm sitting right now. You guys have never noticed that?
I got green.
Oh, okay. It's red.
Is that real?
You have a green
oh, wow,
wedding
the
ring?
Same.
You have
no,
the
it's
same
not.
Ring. It is.
What is it? Is it a mood ring? What?
It's his wedding ring.
That's ceramic,
holy
and it's got the same.
How did you guys, after all these months, not notice that? But I'm sitting in the dark.
No,
and
no,
I
no,
noticed.
No, no, no. I've had a silver one that my parents
oh,
have
just
got that got me, and literally last Sunday
that's
was my 2-year anniversary,
Sunday.
And my girlfriend had gotten me.
She got
this.
The red one. I got the green one.
Why the hell did she give me a red wedding ring?
That is this is a wedding ring. This is a wedding.
Well,
ring.
Okay, guess what? Hey, you're married. Congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
Wow.
My dad
that's
got invited to
my
his
lady.
Second wedding.
She's
he was
to
just told when
it was like
to show
a,
slide
his,
it in, I
his
guess.
Wedding was a surprise party?
The second one, yeah.
If you just put it on the other finger, you're locked in.
Yeah,
well, you got it on
yeah,
the middle.
It doesn't fit on this one.
Locked and loaded.
There you go.
There you go. There
no,
you go.
I don't like
welcome
there.
To the team.
No, I don't want to get married yet.
There's no reason.
Not until 32.
So what why? Like,
that's
how
when
years?
I'm going to get married.
I don't yeah. want... Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You think it changes things?
It definitely does.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of commitment.
Yeah, commitment sucks.
And waking up to the same person.
Do you guys live together?
No.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay.
But you were looking.
And I love. Yeah. Only. Okay. Honestly,
it's quivering.
Now it's getting
here
time.
We go.
I know.
It's break up a relationship time, guys.
This is the segment he's been talking about. Let's break
listen,
it up.
Listen. I love her to death, but I have this weird thing where I love my free time. I love my me time.
If you love him to death, that means you just gotta kill him. That's literally what that means. The answer is right in the title.
Yeah, no, but I just don't want to take things too fast. I just want to make, I want to enjoy life.
Hey, some people get married in 2 years, yeah. And then two of them are sitting at this table right now.
That's absurd.
Who got married in less than 2 years?
But God bless you guys.
I'm not married yet.
That's when you know.
Yeah, that's when you know. Listen, you knew right away. You said
know.
It before you
I
were dating.
It.
I'm going to marry
yeah.
this girl.
I did.
He did. He was enamored. He was smitten.
Locked in. Locked
you were
in.
Twitter paid.
He put her on a pedestal.
I did.
And a stool.
A pillar.
And a stool.
She is a pillar of the community.
And Lexapro.
That's like a depression medicine, right?
That is Lexapro.
That's what she's needed since the ceremony.
If Kelly's nothing if not malignant.
I put her on a Lex Luger.
That deserved more than that.
What? Oh, the laugh? No, because nobody knows what you're talking about. You're
no.
jumping the gun. You're trying to show off
there's
your wits.
There's no gun.
You're trying to show off your wits again.
I need Peter and to like me.
He's not going to go that way.
I'm playing into his nonsense.
Oh,
I'm
oh.
just speaking how
you're,
I speak.
You're trying to go above.
There's no above.
There is.
I'm going above the rim.
We're
yeah,
really
you're pretending.
Like,
I'm Vince Cartering that shit.
You're again. We are outfit.
I
look
think,
at your outfit.
I think if we were to speak in our normal vernacular, you would need Rosetta Stone.
Right.
Your outfit.
What? Okay. Let's go. Let's have that. Okay. So my hair.
No. Explain your outfit. What is that? Which is so unneeded. What you're wearing? Right now.
It's cold out.
No, it's not. It's not to that level.
I'm wearing
you
a three
no
layers.
Pay no attention as I drive slowly by your children at the bus stop. That's
you have three
what
layers
shirt
on. So right
what?
Yeah, and long johns, bottoms,
and long johns.
Long
johns.
You have
to wear a
bottoms.
T-shirt. Then you got to wear a button down. Now I got to wear a sweater over.
You're wearing
it,
a road flare on top of your head.
Again,
you're Ghost Rider.
It's already known. It's a hat to keep the sun out.
We're sitting in the dark, kumbayaing and shit.
You're out of control.
So Ryan's garbage man.
Where,
we have like
wear
you know,
realistic clothes.
Cool professor next to him, and then I'm whatever I am.
No, I literally thought of you as the cool professor.
I'm the cool professor.
Yeah.
He was the straight A student, and you're like.
This sounds like a porn.
You're
who's
like
the teacher.
You're like
you're the janitor.
Judge
like, cool,
Nelson
up,
from fucking
yeah. I'm the rebel. I'm the badass.
Yeah,
the rebel. That's all I wanted
from
to be.
From Breakfast Club.
You're the Anthony Michael Hall.
The cool teacher is the guy that wears like jeans and a tie.
He's Emilio cool Estevez, teacher. And you're Anthony Michael Hall.
And if you're
I'm
the cool
I'm
professor.
Judd Ron,
then.
I'm,
she
Judd
just
Nelson.
Said I'm Judd Nelson.
Nah, I am.
I'm the rebel. You're nah. Wearing the nerd.
But you
gear.
Have no cause.
I don't
you're
need a cause.
You do need a cause.
And again,
I don't
you're trying
know.
To play.
I'm just,
you're trying to
I'm
play
not
going to
forget about Ryan. Paul
okay, so first
that's
of all, are you Ali Sheedy or Molly Ringwald in that movie?
I'm Ali Sheedy, desperately trying to trick people into thinking
nice.
I'm a Molly
that's
Ringwald.
So perfect.
Cool.
So true. Not so true. Just
I'm
so
really
perfect.
Just eating Cap'n Crunch in between pieces of bread, praying that people don't notice.
I'm the principal.
That's what I'm not saying. And then you guys are antagonizing yeah. Each other as you do.
Yeah. You're Anthony Michael Hall.
Would I get in trouble if I said I never saw that movie?
No,
you're
hey,
young.
Hey,
you're
young. Hey, you get the
that's one of my favorite songs.
That's a good song.
Because my friend Dennis, I make him sing that at karaoke when we go together.
You sent me YouTube links to that song, like in
I have?
Situations.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't remember anything that I do,
YouTube
by the way.
Links yeah. To songs in lieu of giving me like information, you'll just send me a link to a song.
This will explain
and
what I'm thinking right
out.
Now.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with you.
There's nothing to do with me. My sweater is fine.
No, it's too much.
It's not too much.
You picked that out?
No, my mommy did. What are you talking about? I grew into it finally. What are you talking about?
It's too much. If you were going to like a photo shoot after this, then I'd say fine.
I look.
You two look like you've come from two completely different parties.
Me and Ryan.
I know. The outfit is it's ridiculous. Look, the kid will verify.
How can
this is way too overdressed to come out
to your house?
To come out, yeah, to come out to a house. I need to wear all this. Why don't you wear a suit? Why don't you wear a double-breasted suit to come out?
I don't own a double-breasted suit.
Well, get one
because he doesn't
want
to make you ashamed in your own house of showing up in the tux that he had your wife feed him grapes in.
Oh, that was amazing. That's
pretty solid.
Well, it wasn't his wife yet.
That would be disrespect.
That would be. I brought grapes during the car.
I encourage the grapes. I enforce that rule. No, you got to make Kelly feed you grapes.
I got to show you that on break or when we're done.
Right, yeah, that was pretty
anyhow,
funny.
That was funny because you
he
didn't
showed
see
Kelly them
didn't
grapes. See
these grapes.
Yeah, but I mean, that's always been
these
one of your
grapes.
Issues.
What? My outfit.
You don't dress appropriately.
For what?
You're,
for open mic
for
comedy?
You.
For what?
No, for you.
Who am I? Ryan
you're,
Dalton?
You're Ian Lazarus.
Right.
What should he wear?
Thank you.
Basic attire.
So I take the sweater off? And
what's his avatar wearing in the Sim video game of your mind? Just
basic graphic tee.
Well, I wear t-shirts in the summer, black t-shirt.
Yeah, but
preferably John Cena.
Or, yeah, John Cena would be fine.
Everyone's wearing a John Cena tee in the fucking first-person player of Ryan Dalton.
These aren't just Levi's, man. These are nice jeans that I got super glue
lucky
on.
Are those Lucky You?
These aren't, but I usually do wear that.
Yeah,
these are
I remember
Calvin
the Lucky You.
Too much.
Nothing gets me.
You can go to Kohl's. Nice pair of pants. Done.
I get my kids stuff at Kohl's. I'm not going to shop at Kohl's.
Why aren't you going to shop? Because it's too good for it?
No, maybe a sweater. Maybe socks.
Why?
Because I like certain designs.
Something that you just leave in a hotel room in Europe and not care
correct.
About.
Correct. No, you know Kohl's? I care about my sleep pants.
You too good for Kohl's?
Huh?
You too good for Kohl's?
No. Not too good for Kohl's, but it doesn't strike my fancy. If I go there...
If
they have
you
everything.
Buy something for free with Kohl's cash, does
well,
it really
do.
Count?
That's what I'm talking about.
I have a couple... Maybe I don't. I have a few shirts, sweaters, possibly from Kohl's. Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't
look
know.
At you're spitting
well,
on it.
Certain designers make shirts and pants that fit me better. That I know, that
no,
I've noticed.
Don't.
Yes, they do.
It's all the same.
It's not all the same.
He likes a
that's
lot of
a
hugging
would say.
In the crotch.
Right. I like the built-in...
He likes it tight in all the wrong places.
That's right. That's
you're
right.
A label hunter.
Okay. Yes, on the inside, though. I'm
do
not
wearing
it
you know how hard it
outside.
Is to find slightly irregular FUBU these days?
Carl Kanai.
I remember I did buy a FUBU hat way back
you
in the day,
really
and people were asking
what are you,
me why the hell am
I
wearing
got the last
this?
Pair of
thought,
Echo pants.
I swear, so mad people wearing it. I'm like, oh, God, I got to get it.
Did you know what it meant?
No, I had no idea. So I just thought it was cool. And then me and my dad went to store after store after store. I'm like, I need a FUBU hat.
Oh, boy.
And then people were like, why are you wearing that? I'm like, because it's cool. And like, you know what it means? And I'm like, FUBU.
So yeah. Nothing's changed with your hat game.
No, my FUBU hat was
why are you
dope.
Wearing that? Because it's cool.
Yeah, my FUBU hat was dope.
In 85, I was on top of the world.
I was. I felt good. I didn't wear the hat much longer after I found out why I wasn't supposed to be wearing it.
My dad, somewhat similar, bought this like rainbow belt. Nice. And he kept getting hit on by dudes. This is like 20 years ago. And he finally realized that I think he might still have it. He's like, oh, I guess I better stop. This belt seems to denote the wrong.
Pass it here.
If he has it, I will get it for you.
Nice. Thank you.
You got it.
Because I like colors.
Sure.
And it's not because of that.
You're comfortable.
You colors and Phil Collins. Thank God you're married and you don't have a Tinder profile. Nice. Likes, colors, and Phil Collins.
Look at the colors.
Yeah, but I mean, everything has to change with you. I'm here to guide you. And I feel like I've lost connection.
I feel like I've gotten a little bit ahead in the last game.
I've gotten a little bit ahead. And we're back.
You can't cut. You can't do that many cuts.
Sorry.
Ryan, why are you undoing all the good I've done?
No, I don't know. He's still wearing the same stuff. His hair is getting worse. We got to figure this out. We're going to make you Laz again.
You should write a letter to the complaint department.
I will.
Forward it. Care of Loose News, Tingle and the Gooch. Is that what it, tingle, is that what it was?
Tingle and the Gooch.
Right.
Tingle and the Gooch. I like it.
Yes.
Incorporate. We talked to Cousin Joe.
We'll put it in the Yuri pile.
All right.
Well.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff to
although
discuss.
I've had some theories that... you know, people on the streets have said things that you might be Yuri Diaz.
If only. At this point, I would have come clean. I mean, I wish I could take claim of
that. There's no doubt that it's Mo, but that's, you know, to me.
He's not doing it. I don't think it's him.
I
he
do.
He seems real.
Then who do you think it is?
I don't know.
There's no one else. Imagine if it was me. You know I couldn't hold that in, though.
It's too long.
We have
Laz
a troll.
Laz can't there's hold anything.
We have a troll.
He's been on the 103 page because he
you're almost, you're, liked you're, us. Is that a me. Challenge? We got an hour and a half ride home.
Yeah.
Hour and a half ride bone.
Yuri Diaz made fun of our station.
He did?
Our station.
He went into the page and did it?
He did.
Wow. I had to delete it. Yuri, hey, Yuri.
WJGK?
Yep.
Yuri, what's
he
going on,
it.
Man?
I
know you're listening.
Laz, and then he badmouthed us.
You said,
when?
I had to delete it.
I don't
it.
Remember that.
Real story?
He
real
was joking, story. Obviously.
It was
what
on Facebook.
What did he say?
I can't recall, but I know it was
playful, though.
No.
He doesn't work from a place of hate.
It was rude
oh
enough
God.
To
what?
Get rid of.
What? Oh, my
I think
God. What?
You might be Yuri Diaz.
Yeah, exactly. I wish.
I no, wish. I think you are.
Yes. Here's where out. I finally come clean. You're going to torture me?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do something nice and slow?
I'll make you talk.
What is wrong with you?
And we're back.
There's no way you do it this many times.
We've got 10 minutes of podcasting.
You have 30
working.
Breaks in about half an hour 30. Worth of
say something funny.
If you stuff, did yeah. actually cut it where you did 30,
but, well,
like the little bit of audio.
But here's the thing.
In between.
Oh,
be
well, that's funny if I did the music also. Yeah,
that would be great. Don't ruin this.
The whole podcast is one giant insight.
Well, that actually, it helps because when I usually cut something out, it takes like precision to find the way to segue it to the right part of the conversation. Now you don't even have to worry about that. It's just they stopped and we're back.
That would be good. That would make it actually hilarious.
What's the great thing is because sometimes there's like 3 hours of debauchery and then all of a sudden we're like, hey, we're back. And people think it's been like 5 minutes.
Right. Right.
Amazing.
Right.
It's like one of those like Will Smith mind erasers.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Men in Black.
Those last 3 hours never happened.
It's ultimate nullification.
So yeah. Cool.
That's it. We don't even know why we're sitting here. Like we erase it from our minds as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
I like in the moment amnesia.
Right.
Wow. Nice.
Instantaneous. Just roofie yourself.
Sounds dangerous.
We're your consensual roofie.
I'll bet you $5. Bet you $5.
For what?
You're tomorrow. On.
Nice. Tomorrow.
For what?
Tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'll tune in and Cousin Joe show.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him what podcast you're at.
Oh, stop
do.
It.
Do it. $5.
I'll call him right now.
Do it. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Call him right now. What Pat?
Here,
what podcast do I do?
Let's take a quick break while we set it up.
We'll be right back.
Volume. Oh, yeah.
It's on the bottom?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Joe.
He sounds asleep.
What's up?
Hey, man. Real quick, what's the name of the podcast that I do?
Loose News.
Thank you. Thank you. We could talk about it more tomorrow when I see you, but Ryan Dalton seems to think that you think you're too cool and pretend you don't know the name of the podcast I do. So, yeah, exactly.
Wait, no. He said I pretend to say it wrong.
That you
the correct answer is who's Ryan Dalton?
I think it's more that you kind of pretend to be too cool to know it. Like, oh, you're on that podcast, which I've never noticed, and he's, I think, just stirring the pot a little bit.
Wait, so all of a sudden I'm the guy that does, like, a fake act? What? Are you fucking kidding?
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Let it happen.
Listen.
Oh, what a faggot.
Fair enough.
Rude. Well, cool. I'm glad that you proved that my point, and of course know the name of this fabulous show that you got on the network.
Well, now you got, and you and Shannon got on because you're talented and hilarious. But yeah,
we didn't get offered a network deal when we were just Laz and Dalton. I noticed.
This is true.
Yeah, that's because Dalton was on it.
I do real radio.
Brian, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. All right, listen. All right. Ryan has been instructed to call in tomorrow if he has something to say on your show. So I will see you then, and hopefully he'll call in.
All right. I can't wait.
Thanks, man.
I can't wait to hear how great and popular FM radio is. Really makes leaps and bounds in the comedy biz. FM radio.
Love you, Joe.
All right.
Love you.
Later. All right, bye.
Hope that internet connection's good.
Well, he knew the name of the podcast, so at least we know.
When your station is wishing it was what I'm on, then it's different levels.
You got to call in tomorrow.
I will call in tomorrow. Okay. I've always wanted to start something.
Really? You don't like Joe Coletta?
No, I do like him, but I didn't
even
like
how
he treated
Lucy. Even though
he called
you a faggot?
That's fine. I don't care about words. Those are just words. I don't care about words. It's just like he always disrespected the looseness.
I don't
like
care about
it.
Joe Coletta.
I actually went to bat for you guys.
No.
It was all the time.
See,
I noticed it all the time.
I appreciate that, but I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Because
you're there in the moment. I'm a listener.
You think I'm on like autopilot? I know what's going on.
You're not paying attention. You're thinking of what say next, you know?
I should start doing that. I should start thinking about what to say next. I get in less trouble.
Maybe if you wrote it in a notebook beforehand.
Should do that. Should try to prep.
Whatever.
So, yeah, the battle has begun.
You're the bridge burner.
I have to take over where you left off. I just always found it disrespectful. It was every time.
He's just a petty arsonist.
I feel like I have to say it.
But I bet, like, proportionally...
I won't badmouth him because I'm not that type of guy.
He probably does that proportionally as much as he does for anything else. Maybe that's his way of just speech. Maybe that's his speech pattern.
No.
And that's what I was saying. No. He just ruminates on it in his mouth because he's Italian. He likes to take his time with
taste
the words. Yeah.
No, he would have you finish it.
So you think he's passively, aggressively slighting me?
Yeah. Laz always finishes.
No way.
It.
Caught it. I've caught it.
Okay, if you say so.
Why would I bring it up? Why would I start something? I don't know.
You didn't
do that.
Start something.
I'm saying I didn't appreciate it, and I didn't think he was going to get it right, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I wanted to prove my
How
point.
Could he not know it's all over the place? I mean, it's all over his,
yeah,
it's
I mean,
in his
once,
world.
Maybe once because I took now over it's on... for Ryan Dalton on the Loose News podcast, it was just like rolling off of everyone's tongues, really.
This is true.
I feel like that. We got like, what, 3 times listenership?
There were a couple episodes that did spike pretty good. We did hit the top 6 in the top 20 movers.
Yeah, it was like
100.
Right after I took over.
Right. Yeah, well, a few in, but yeah.
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 The orgy episode.
People needed time to hear that I had replaced Ryan Dalton.
Right. Ryan could say, well, we were so high to begin with that we couldn't be in a top riser because we didn't fall.
Yeah, I was
so,
doing public appearances for our stuff.
Yeah, but
so
were
I
you ever on the top
to
risers when you guys started?
We never rose.
No.
We never
so
Laz
you
said,
just kind of started from a
up.
Plateau.
Laz said did go up. That did go up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't remember what number.
I was just practicing.
Right.
So I wasn't really taking it seriously.
That was the on-deck circle. Listen, the loose news is
the on-deck
circle.
I was just swinging the bat. I was swinging the bat until I hit the home run.
We get it. We get it. No, we totally. Like we bowed down to your greatness.
Thank you. That's a bacon shot.
It's a bacon shot, which I'm not going to take, I don't think.
Why not? It's a tradition in the Dalton household.
He's Jewish.
I know, but it's a tradition.
My grandmother would roll in her grave if I took a bacon shot.
That's not kosher.
Again.
You've already done it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to battle him tomorrow? I'll battle him tomorrow. He's the dirty dog.
But there's no reason to. We're
he
all
made
friends.
Fun of me. And I can't take it back.
I mean, did I say it in a way that I kind of, did I egg that on? I didn't mean to. I kind
you
of just.
Did.
I mean,
you could have just stopped it at he got
yeah,
the answer right.
I might have egged it on a little
but
bit.
But then you said.
Right.
He wouldn't have got it right. Oh, because he's too good for the show.
It's almost like
so
the word
did,
faggot was reading to
again.
Just like roll out
but
of his
if he
mouth,
listened
though.
To the episode, he would have heard that anyway, eventually.
He's not going to listen to the episode.
Why not? We're on the
A lot of people listen to the episodes now.
Now they do.
Oh, God.
I have nothing to do with this. Why? Yeah, why?
It's such a battle now. This is so cool. It's the Fox versus the news. That's awesome. No, they gotta get a
tag team
partner.
It's always Fox versus the news.
Tell them how cool
it's
we are.
It's the Fox versus the Cuz. I got nothing to do with any battles. I'm a lover.
All right, that's true.
I'll send you a fruit basket tomorrow.
Thank you.
Please do.
You got it.
I'd appreciate it.
Every time I piss someone off, I'm out $75.
Damn, I'm coming
up with
stuff.
I could just dip this pineapple myself.
It's like man. I've always wanted... I don't know.
You always wanted to have beef with Cousin Joe?
I don't want to have beef with Cousin Joe. I just didn't like... I thought he was very disrespectful.
To the Loose News.
Yeah.
So before that moment, you've never had a thought about
that. Loose News is the baby.
Right.
It was like three men and a little baby, you know?
Now
and
you then, just have
and
three
the
men.
Mom came home and took over the baby, and I jumped... You know, I went home.
Right.
You
know? So wait, so... So before this alleged disrespect,
I had no issues. It was every time I tuned in because either one of you two would be on,
right.
And I would listen, or Jody would be on, and I'd listen. And every time if Loose News popped up, he would act like he didn't know what that
really?
What it was. He would always be like, "You're on," and you could be on the Loose, and you'd be like,
"The Loose News podcast."
Every time.
It was every
we
time.
Could probably have him compile that and see.
Please, every time. But there again, was always a delay.
But again, there might be the same delay on everything he says. We don't know
no,
that.
No, I've listened. I listen.
Right.
You don't respect listening.
Oh, my God. You stole those words right out of my mouth. I was going to throw that out there.
I don't
there.
Respect listening.
You don't respect listening. It's
yeah,
terrible.
You got to hear it. You listen. Right. And you don't even respect that.
Is that a White Man Can't Jump reference?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You know, there's only I only do movie references.
Right. Okay, listen.
So I'm gonna go. Yeah, I mean, I'll call in
and
I'll.
Crappy
I'll,
movies.
If, oh, he's gonna be mean to me.
He's a mean guy at times.
He I called mean, me the F word,
faggot.
That was
one
nice.
Of them. Yeah.
Well, how dare he? First off, how dare
well,
he?
Well, if your hat was near enough to like,
I was just wearing
a
Blue Jays hat. Do
sticks,
I have nothing against me at that point?
It might appear that you may also be a bundle of sticks. Hmm. So,
if I wore my Blue Jays hat, would I not have anything against me? Nobody can hold anything against me if I swapped hats.
Except
speak.
Everyone
oh, and
in the
I
world.
Stole an act. He said I stole an
he
act.
He didn't say he stole an act. He said doing an act.
Doing
as
an
as
act.
If you're a character.
But you know that I'm not.
I so wish you
that's
were.
That's still debatable.
Debatable? What do you think? All right, now we got the kid.
This yeah. is like primal fear.
And I got
but...
Laz, who has spent a lot of time on a personal scene, being am I who I am, or when I'm on a mic, I'm somebody else.
I think when you're on a mic, you're an amplified version of who you is.
Who I is.
Certainly.
So I'm not putting on a show.
We all want to believe something for your benefit, so just
right, we're hoping it's an act.
1 to 10, how smart am I?
How and smart? Let's, what does that mean?
We're not going book smart.
Ryan
smart
Dalton's
going to
get the same opportunities
yes,
as everybody
how,
else.
On how I handle things.
Like handle? What have you had to handle in your life?
Like, you know, like the street smart. Cock. Like street smart.
Zero.
No, zero. Yeah. Impossible.
Oh,
I'm
zero.
Very likable.
How street smart? What does that got to do with street smarts?
Like,
you,
you
walk
don't get
down
beat
the
up
streets
if you have
street smarts. Of Newburgh
nice
with that hat on.
Right.
No, you don't get beat up if you have street smarts. I'd get my ass kicked and robbed if I didn't have street smarts.
You put
I
yourself
you
in all situations.
You don't MC wrestling shows if
do
you don't
MC
have
wrestling
street
shows.
Smarts.
You, that is true because I made sure I got on that show. So I made sure. Because
you know what they're doing out
you
the streets?
The magic.
Wrestling.
Verbal magic 1 to 10. How about that?
Verbal magic 1 to 10?
Yeah. I'm a magician with my words.
How about verbal sleight of hand?
Verbal sleight of hand. That works too.
There's
I'm
a
verbal magician.
Big difference between magic.
I'm kid can verify this.
Kid.
Verbal magician.
Wait,
am I looking
what
at like
it?
Just a Dumbo? I mean, what is going on here?
Kid, go ahead. Please.
I've never, no. What is the, you guys think, or somebody thinks that Ryan's an act, like this is a personality thing
we
that
want
isn't?
To. We so desperately want to.
What does that mean?
But
is that
what
insulting?
What would
that
be
mean?
The negative? What would be the negative thing to someone putting on an act? Or
there
someone
would be nothing negative about him doing an act. What we're all concerned about is that this is the real Ryan. That's
what's
what we're
wrong with that. I seem to be very lovable.
We're concerned you're going to breed, and then
that'd
they're going to
so
vote.
Cool. That'd be so cool. Let's be real. Am I looked at poorly?
I'm not even
in
this conversation.
Everybody? No,
no.
Am I looked at poorly? I'm looked at poorly. It feels.
No.
You just call me a fag.
Et. Faggot.
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 Yeah. Because it,
that
I questioned
like
his love
now,
for your show.
Again, in fairness, I did, I guess in hindsight, I
yeah,
was a little
you,
bit.
You poked the bear a little bit. And I didn't tell you to poke the bear.
Right, right.
And you picked up the stick and I said don't.
Okay,
and
if
you
you're,
still poked
if,
him.
But you want
and then the revenant happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what happens when you poke the bear.
I called. I mean,
it rapes you.
It's an odd question to ask him if I didn't explain why I was asking it. Hey, do you know my podcast? All right, goodbye. That's fucking weird.
It's
that's
awesome,
a weird phone call to get.
That's
just
awesome.
So you know, Ryan Dalton had some doubts. We need to iron that
Ryan
out.
Ryan Dalton had some doubts. Said, so, you're too cool. Oh, you said too cool. I mean, let's be
you
real.
You said that.
Well, that's true, but you're not supposed to say that.
Ryan Dalton's exact words were, Joe Coletta is too cool for school.
You're supposed to edit that out.
You're supposed to edit that out, I said. Stop playing with your phone. You're on air right now.
He's got mad bitches. You're too
cool
to
for school.
With.
You're too cool for school. You can't even be on your podcast.
I'm just reading a message.
What was the message?
Doesn't matter.
Is it? Was it? Was it my cousin?
Doesn't matter. It's,
was it my cousin? Just, does he want to go?
He's ready to go.
Is he ready to go? Is he serious right
I don't
now?
Even want to go in now. I don't want to sit. That's awkward. I don't want to be.
You're the middleman.
I'm not a middleman at all.
And he's on morelikeme.com, you said?
More like something. I'm too cool to know the name. I don't even know.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever. More like radio.
More like radio. Oh, which we are on as well.
No one's ever accused me of that. So.
I like you guys. Thank you. You show. Don't like me. You keep telling me why I'm a piece of shit. My hair, my sweater.
I just be better. I know I'm helping you.
Be a better me so you can
you
like me more.
You got Cruiseman status. You're my boy.
I'm your boy.
And I'm just trying to help you. If I had
I'm
issues,
sorry, if you knew some of the things that this motherfucker had accomplished
oh, I know
since
everything
I took
that this
him
guy
over.
Has accomplished.
You know some of it. You don't approve of a
he's
lot of
been
it.
To Europe and it. Back.
This is true.
Yeah, I don't care about that. That's Mumbo Jumbo.
It's not the trip we're talking about, though. It's some of the things that happened while I was there.
Oh, I know about that, too.
Right.
And it's disgusting.
You disapprove.
Yes, that's not correct in the rules of life.
Right.
Damn it. Okay. What did he write? Is he being rude?
No.
He was being rude. Around. He was being rude.
Are you really going to call in tomorrow?
I want to know what he said. Writes, I think
what?
We need to
we
know.
Have a whole ride home.
I got. Hello, I'm here.
there's nothing.
If there's something, I want you to put gasoline
on. There's nothing. There's no gasoline.
Put the gasoline on.
There's
please.
No gasoline.
Get the gasoline. Go to Sunoco and pick it up. I'll give you the red jug. Let's go.
We'll only go there if you're willing to discuss why you hate me.
Hate you? I don't hate the Shan. I wouldn't. Even, you're in my house.
You're aww. In his house. We're in Kelly's
like,
house.
I'd say get the fuck out of my house if I didn't like you.
You would say that?
I would tell you to tell her
like,
to get the fuck out
say,
of my house.
You would say, come over just so I could tell her to get the fuck
out. Get out
of
my house. Hey, how's it going? You can't come and get
she
the fuck out.
She waits in the car. She waits
she waits in the car. That's she, awesome. Leave the window down. I would say
broadcast
that.
Broadcast remote from yeah. the car.
Yeah. What did he say?
Nothing. He said nothing. I'm fucking around.
No, he did.
He said nothing.
You were looking at something a little too long. A little too long on that one.
Normally, a little too short.
It was a dick pic.
Can you just be like, he questioned you. Was there, why do you have to call me
see, here's a situation like...
I feel like this is like a really a challenge of masculinity. This is what this is coming down to. This is like a whose dick is bigger type of throwdown.
I don't know about that. I mean...
I feel like it is.
It almost seems like...
He didn't respect the show. I called him out on it, and then he was rude to me. He could have just been like, no, I love
this
your show.
This is
going to
get bad. But I lost my train of thought here. But
focus.
The good news is this doesn't come out until after
listen to
his
your words.
Show tomorrow. So
listen to your words.
Your adult
register,
on there
register,
rewind.
To your words,
I have
rewind.
No idea how it started until after know, right? the fact.
Here's what I think. This is what I was going
to
say.
We're going to have to release the prologue.
It's almost like we talked about shit that I do. Like I just think like Dalton said something that he meant that was fancy free. And now like it's
and
almost
you did it.
It's
you
almost
it
better
worse.
If you had. No. It's almost better if you hadn't said it.
Now Dalton's just charging for
now
his
now you're
fancy.
Stuck in this bullshit.
I'm stalking.
You're stuck.
This.
Stuck. You're stuck.
Oh, your obsession.
I'm
not saying that. You're stuck now.
I'm not Calvin Klein.
Because he seemed pissed.
He seemed pissed. Well, you said the too cool. Anytime you add too cool to something.
But you were also really ready to pounce,
mad at
too,
being
though.
Called
you got
too
defensive
cool.
quick, too, though.
I would love to be
when
called
when he called
too
me
cool.
the F word?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, who's
but
not going to
you
take
almost
that?
Seemed locked and loaded, though. It happened so quick.
Oh, because his
are you
tone
always
changed.
Locked and
are
loaded?
You serious? You know, he threw that out there.
What
and
if...
at that point, it's like throw a bullet in the chamber. So
this ultimately was probably my fault. I shouldn't have called.
You,
I shouldn't have said,
no,
hey,
you should
you're too cool.
But the too cool, right, kid? You would verify the too cool threw it over the edge.
There was some part that would even
that was the line
in
the sand. Whoa.
So I fucked up.
So tell him tomorrow.
Slightly.
Okay, you fucked up.
I fucked up.
Yeah, just say like Ryan. Question.
He never said that. I just made it up. And we're back on the Loose News. I mean, I'll just cut that whole part out.
That was good.
I'll cut the whole thing out.
Good
no, let it happen.
Yeah, let that.
I gotta be there tomorrow though.
This isn't airing till
exactly.
after you're long gone.
Yeah, sure, that's perfect. You can lie about
I've
got
to sit there tomorrow, though, and hear it. Don't call in.
You're telling me not to call in? That's going to bring
like,
ratings.
I don't like tension.
On the rated
you love
superstar.
Tension.
I don't.
You do.
But I don't.
I'd be like, last said to badmouth you. That'd be amazing. If I did the old spin on the last said.
And then he won't even know till Monday.
Hold on, so you're
that
saying Laz said that, well, he actually told me that you disrespect the show. And I got mad about that. Laz said to bring it up on the Losers podcast.
Right.
Laz said, and then,
right.
and just keep going with that.
Yeah.
Then you would get
if
in trouble.
If you feel like backing down. Because you don't want to be mad enough to fight him, that's fine. Say that.
I mean, we all know the real reason that Ryan only took the radio job was so that he didn't have to fight that UFC fight
right,
in Albany.
That's right.
That's true. It did come out.
That
of
was
a,
the whole
a perfect
reason.
Time.
He was supposed to. I don't know if you know about this. Like toward the end of our run,
not to mention the orangutan.
He had agreed to
beat
a cage fighter to fight to MMA style fight a cage fighter.
What?
I already fought him prior. I did lose, but it was a lie. I mean, it was. there was supposed to be a referee break, and the referee did not break it up. And
he got choked out.
The referee break was the EMTs bringing Dalton back to life.
Jesus, why would you go into a ring with a UFC? Because
it was my friend's birthday, and I thought it would be a nice treat if I challenged him,
Ryan also
and beat him in his kitchen.
That if he got signed by an NFL team, like, right now for this coming season, he'd like have a decent season.
No, I said if I played one game.
Right, you'd have six touchdowns.
No, I had one touchdown, 36 yards, and
he thinks he'd be able to like not get killed on the first
snap. Pete, do you know about the orangutan thing?
He thinks he could beat an orangutan up? Yeah, we spoke about that on
when
the air.
When did that happen?
And
I never
think
heard that.
You're absolutely insane.
That was the What You Got reference.
Okay, I never heard that one.
It's an orangutan. Right. I said I could kill an orangutan. If you put me in a cage with an orangutan, he doesn't know what's going on. Obviously, I'm going to beat the shit out of it and kill it.
But its animal instincts kick in and claw
your face
off.
I feel like the orangutan would still have a better Netflix history than Ryan.
Called intelligence. The orangutan doesn't know what it's doing in there. And I said if I had to fight it to win mad money for my family, I would go and beat the shit out of it.
But it would
quickly.
Fight you to the death.
Yeah. It doesn't know it's in a fight. So by the time he knows it's in a fight, I've already won.
Once you're sucking its dick, it would know that something's wrong.
Okay, I wouldn't do that to orangutan. And you did cock stuff again.
No, that's not until that orangutan cut its hair.
Dude, one punch and that thing's knocked out.
What?
We wouldn't know it's
okay,
coming.
Okay, what time is it? Where can we get an orangutan at this hour in Woodbury?
Are you serious?
We could
take a shot to the grill?
The
because
common
it's an orangutan?
Son.
Yeah.
A drop it. It's not even going to know.
Discount orangutan.
All you do is...
Orangutans aren't known for their fighting, certainly. But,
exactly.
They
but they're vicious, though, right?
They're strong as a chimp when they want to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I go up to it, I go... And then it's
and
looking at my finger.
Knock it the fuck
all
out.
All these
and
things
then I punch
are
it
like
right in the
five,
fucking
face. 10 times stronger than a man.
Sure, if it grabs me, but
not
it'll
to
be
mention
knocked
Ryan
out,
Dalton.
I win the referee stoppage. Wow. Why are you checking your phone again there, Slick?
Why are you checking your phone, fuckface?
I'm not checking
you
my
have
phone,
during the
Slick.
Course, during the course you have.
I haven't, Slick. That's what I'm talking about with this guy. He's so rude. This is what I had to deal with.
Oh, man.
Call me Slick? Who the fuck do you think you are?
You call me fuckface, and I think
after,
Slick.
In reply to Slick.
I think fuckface is worse than Slick.
That's your opinion.
You're going to have to go
you're
up
entitled
a
to that.
That's what I call BJ as a term of endearment.
Well, that's why you're sitting on him.
So yeah. Rude.
What's fuck worse, Slick or fuckface?
No, clearly. I mean, listen.
Our boss comes in and says, fuckface, look at the weather.
Might be like, oh, good morning to you too, sir. Just another regular day in morning radio.
Or look at the weather, Slick. You're like, all right.
That's condescending. Like, you call people chief and buddy.
I call you Slick.
Do you call like strangers buddy and chief? And
do any of that.
Boss.
I hate boss.
It's not needed in this life.
That's the worst. Who does that?
I don't know.
Even like when like female bartenders always like say call you sweetheart. Like I don't like that.
I'm mad right now.
What?
Very mad.
I'm not
right
mad.
Now.
Do I seem mad?
I'm mad.
Why? At me or at Joe?
Rude. Rude.
He was
Dalton
rude.
Has like a murder boner to the table.
I don't like it. That's the wrestling coming out.
I
bad mouth me.
Maybe
all
I
said I had a question.
I relate it to
Dalton's
literally.
Getting his knee pads. No one can see that, but it's happening.
I relate it to literally. I shouldn't. Okay, I admit that. I maybe shouldn't have said it the way that I said it.
Do that tomorrow.
Do what?
Let him know. But I'm not backing down. I'm just saying let it be known.
That
you messed
up.
Well,
you still said that. I just shouldn't have told him you said that.
No, I said he messed up.
You said that he's too cool. He seems too
he's
cool
acting.
And aloof.
Yes, he's too. He's acting. Yeah.
So, no. Don't take it. You said it. I'm just saying I should not have relayed that over the phone just
in
now.
In your tone.
Okay, let me ask you this, both of you guys. I relate his tone. He said what I said, right?
Your tone was starting a fight.
No. I did not want to start
a fight.
I think
starting the fight was bringing up the thing in general
correct.
And then
that's
encouraging
not
the call.
A fight, no.
You called him out on the show.
And if he didn't know the name, then how would that have gone?
But that would be a different universe.
Like, I don't remember.
That would be a parallel world.
Would you feel disrespected? He's like,
no,
I don't remember.
Zero.
Zero.
Oh, I would think it's kind
I'd be like, good,
what
neither
is it called?
Do I.
Good. We all do a lot of drugs. Good for you. I mean, I don't
you
know.
You would say that? You do a lot of drugs. Good for you.
I don't think I would have said anything. I mean, there was...
Feel like egg. You still want that or not?
There was a zero chance that could happen.
Zero, that he wouldn't know it. You were that confident.
Dude.
Look at you.
We're both on his show every other week, and we're on the same
like he
network.
Doesn't
he doesn't.
We're both just
listen
swinging
back
from
to his
dangle bangers.
That's it.
Listen back to his episodes. He always man. Never gets it.
Joe Coletta knows the rules of life, bro.
No, he does
he
not.
He does.
How dare you? I wrote the book.
And he read it,
read it.
And then
no,
he rewrote
read
it, and it's
he
better.
Didn't buy it.
We are all alone, come to think of it. And we're back. We are all alone.
Ryan Dalton is still an island.
Out of control. Just tell him I didn't appreciate the words. I questioned
him. I told him already.
The
he
one
knows.
Word in particular.
Yeah.
Wasn't appropriate, and then he went to town on me. How can I don't even get I don't I could get rude.
I mean, you know, we're all angry guys here.
I'm not angry. I'm a saint.
A saint would probably back
down. That's the only time Ryan Dalton's been mad that a guy went to town on him.
That's true. Verbally went to town on him, not a fan.
Orally went to town on him.
All right. That was a
I'll say this. Like, I'll say it one more time for the eighth time. Yes, I shouldn't have said what I said. However, I didn't have bad intentions. I wasn't trying
to
start
a
fight.
You knew what was going to happen, though. You had a crystal ball and you looked
through
it.
If he could turn back time.
You know, I'm just so used to being playful and stuff. Even if when I'm pissed, trying to like be playful with it. I didn't expect him to. He did seem pissed.
He did, because you egged him on.
In hindsight, sure, I did.
So you had to apologize for that.
And then he did
attack
our show.
He did attack.
Yeah.
He attacked your format, like just not your show. He just attacked like the FM radio.
All right, well, he's the voice of reason because he's right. Damn it. He did say FM. He didn't say our show. Son of a bitch, you got us on that
one. Listen, ladies, you're both pretty.
Thank you. I'll try to call in tomorrow.
There's room for everything out here.
I'll try to call in tomorrow.
Please, definitely. Just don't cause shit.
I'm gonna cause mad shit.
It'd be fun if you caused shit.
I guess it would.
I'm gonna try.
It's always fun.
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, controversy sells. I mean, look at the Durkin thing with Shannon. Look at whatever it goes on. It's more
all that wrestling bullshit.
All that wrestling bullshit.
Speaking
of, why are you looking at your phone, Slick?
Solid. I'm setting my alarm to wake up tomorrow. There, Slick.
That's gotta be done right now on the air.
Because it's 11 o'clock at night. I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't just do a show once a week on Thursday at like 7 to whatever.
Hey, it's Monday.
It's every few weeks.
You know
what's
funny?
Not you guys. I'm talking about
Joe Coletta.
Yeah, 7. I don't just do once a week.
It's funny. Like one
you just promoted his show.
I'll promote because I'm a nice guy.
1 year
I'll
ago.
I'll shout him out tomorrow and have 50,000 listeners.
I don't do just one show a week every Thursday at 7 o'clock. I'm more like
radio. You know what's
radio.
Amazing? We don't get any
Because I respect
correct.
The
you
show that
prep.
We started. So.
We've already contractually changed to Tingle and the
Tingle
Gooch.
Tingle and the Gooch.
Tingle and the Gooch. Yeah.
It really, he's going to have to learn a whole new name now.
Right. Yeah. And he probably is going to be like Tingle and what was that? You know,
Tingle and the Nooch?
Goose.
I'm too cool for
the Tingling
and the
Noose. The Tingling Noose.
I don't know. The Tingle
Turner
and
Hooch.
This noose tingles so you know it's working.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I just got issues with people.
Yeah, but you don't need to start
it's two
publicly
people.
Decrying.
It's two people. I'm only taking offense to one.
Okay. So we'll try to make that
turn down. Challenge accepted. I wear it on my wrist.
What does it say on your wrist?
Challenge accepted.
Is that really?
Are you going to do Brother Chokehold or Poison Snapple?
Who knows? I got a lot of new stuff. But I have a plethora
of that's
stuff.
Ryan Dalton's wheelhouse. It's just like I'm going
to
go up after
I
the
mimic
last
the guy who
black
wanted to perform
performer
me.
And just do an entire
whatever it takes to win. That's all that matters. And when there's a competition, you've already named it yourself. If you were to take people along with you in a competition, you would take me because I actually take competition very seriously.
Did I say that?
You did, and that was on HBO.
One of the five.
Yes. But you said, this guy knows competition. And when it comes down to it, he brings his A game. Those are
good
shots.
When was the last time you won a comedy competition?
They won't let me perform in them anymore because it's an obvious win. I tried. I'm like, can I get in? And they're like, that's not fair.
Well, there might be a competition or two coming up, so we'll
I'll kick everybody's fucking ass.
Oh, he's cursing. You hear this guy?
I'm not playing around.
Mr. Dalton.
Is this the Dalton that you know in the mornings? Is this
no,
guy?
So there's competition. Do you hear
this edge?
No. He's definitely competitive because he's a fucking psycho. But but I've never seen this side of Mr. Dalton. I don't know why.
Welcome
he's
to
going
the comedy
after
world,
yeah,
my friend.
Dude, I've honestly got to say, to be a comedian is not something I would ever want to do in my entire life.
None of us want to do this. Well, we had to hang ourselves in a closet or let this happen because we can't afford therapy.
Well, yeah. It's such a cutthroat freaking business.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's
no
rough.
One's happy for anybody. Everyone hates everyone.
The only person
I mean,
more than each other is ourselves.
That's right.
Like, if a comedian gets a sitcom, he's automatically the a-hole. He's a sellout. He's the, no one ever wants to see another comedian succeed.
Unless they're bringing you up with them.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, that's why we all just kiss each other's ass, and then when we get left behind, we're like, that fuck.
I know.
The views expressed by Shannon Cook on the Tingle and the Gooch podcast are hers and hers solely. Well, hopefully you weren't swallowed too much up by Dalton's charisma here, but
no,
it really
listen,
was nice to meet you.
This was interesting.
It was nice to hear you curse.
Because when Dalton swallows, he takes the whole thing.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got to do that before we go. You got to do it. Don't.
I'm not. I got to drive home. Are you advocating driving home drunk?
Yes,
Ryan
absolutely.
Dalton?
But yeah, it's like half water.
I don't roll like that.
I did half water.
I'm not taking
that's Poland Spring, bro. So,
he'll sell your car before you can drive it home.
There you go. You already sold mine. All right. So
that
I
was
dump
great.
That in the sink.
Listen, dump it wherever
you're
you want to dump
animal.
It. You're an animal. I'm an orangutan, and I'm about to get orange on your ass.
I'm out.
You're Dalton out. Peter, the kid.
I am out.
Anything you want to say in Spanish to our Spanish listeners?
El mismo sol.
El mismo sol. No. That's
the Lose News Podcast is about to pay your bills.
Adios.